And 5, 4, 3. Spinning!
We didn't determine who's who.
Oh, shit.
We're now.
Me, the, oh, Nick, yeah, we're, Joe, puke. That's the cops. Oh, wait, no. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not even how the game works. You guys didn't Fuck. Even read the instructions.
These two are puke. These. Shit. There's four of us. I can't do math quickly enough.
Eight.
Roulette. Eight.
Well, if Fuck. You can't do it quickly enough, how am I expected
God
to?
God damn it. Okay, hang on. How many numbers are there in a roulette wheel?
I thought you meant hang in on. General. There's probably
the highest one. That's 1 to 6.
33? Is there 33?
That's just 30 right there.
36. There's 36. Okay, right. So there's four of us. That goes into 36 8 point something times. 8.5 times. Fuck.
Yep. So every 8.5 is one of us. Starting with Nick. He's 1 to 8.5.
No, every 9. Oh, my God. I'm retarded.
Okay.
So 1 through 9
yes.
is puke. 10 through 18, Joe. 19 through 27, Nick.
Uh-huh.
And the rest, me.
I feel like this game
you got
is...
one extra if there's a zero. If it's a double zero wheel, then you're even more than
fine,
that.
Fine, whatever. I'll take the extra.
Well, welcome to episode 289 of Puke and the Gang. This
We're spinning.
Is...
Spinning?
Uh-oh. This show is just going to be us spinning the roulette wheel, apparently.
Or this... Yeah.
We're redoing the start.
Yeah.
No, we're not. That's it.
No.
This has been the start.
No.
Timer.
Oh,
See?
Shit.
What is it? 13. Who's 13?
Son of a bitch.
13.
Joe. Okay. He's getting a shot.
Oh, Joe's right. taking a shot. All so, right.
well,
episode 289. Joe is here. I'm Puke. Andrew and Nick are here as well. We're in the Tunnel West studio, and I have forgotten a cable that I took to Andrew's house 2 weeks ago, and so there are no drops, so oops. Apologize for that, folks. But anyway, if you would like to help us buy more cables, you can go to show@pukeofthegang.com/VIP and sign up for the private channel lounge. It's a way to help out the show, to motivate us to not kill ourselves, and to get some extra content on the side. Like during the break, we're going to promo. Andrew's been doing some music shows, and we've got a part two of many parts, I believe. And this one's called Oi! It's going to be punk butt fuck music or something. Punk butt?
Tales of Andrew Young and punk music.
Who's Andrew Young? Is that you?
Young Andrew.
Oh, Young. I was like, Andrew Young. Who's that? I'm not familiar with this nice. Punk artist.
Oh, we know an Andrew Young.
Do we?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He raced up Mount Washington.
Oh!
In an RX-7.
RX-7. Blue?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
I would assume Andrew is the long form of Drew.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what we know him as. So, like I said, welcome to the shoot.
Thanks.
And now what? Did you do your shot? You got your shot lined up there, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's...
I'm going to savor it.
So, Joe, it's been a while since you've been here. You're doing a shot right now.
That's right.
I'll let you do your shot, and I'll just keep talking really slowly to drag it out as you pose for photos and not do the shot.
Do it
there
quickly!
You go. Okay.
Now do it now!
Better. I feel much better now.
Schnell!
I really regret pouring myself a whiskey right before we pull out the roulette wheel. But
oh yeah,
maybe I can just drink my whiskey instead of the shot.
Luckily, I've got a glass that was like a third vodka
Red
Bull. So yeah, we're all going to be fucking rip shit.
So what's been going on? Anything exciting happened with you since you were on the show last?
Well, there's some.
Thanks for answering, Joe.
We're going to have to tease it. I didn't.
Let me jump in and answer this.
We didn't mention this before.
You don't have to tease it.
Oh okay.
Puke and I discussed this before the show. I thought we were going to talk about it.
This is a shit show so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this bad?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Nick,
we haven't finished
Nick,
a thought.
Jump in.
No, we haven't finished a thought yet.
And do a shot!
My fault.
All right, then fine. Joe, say whatever it
no,
is.
No, go for it. No. We're already down that path. Go.
So Joe quit his job. He was my former coworker, and we're going to talk all about more of that on the PCL.
Wow.
I think that's all we're going to say
is
about
that. Is that happening directly after this show?
Correct. No.
It's happening in 5 weeks.
We're gonna
he's
in
gonna
five
come
more weeks after he forgets all about it, and me too.
Okay.
So does that work for you there?
Oh yeah, I'm ready, and it's gonna be my tell-all.
Tell-all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it is. It's gonna be very exciting, and I have things to say as well. So look forward to that, PCLers, and one lucky listener that gets a PCO. Off of this game. Did we talk about
Sponsored
the game on the
Joe.
Show?
Let's get into that after we finish this topic.
I don't even remember when we started the show.
More than 3.5 minutes ago.
3.5 minutes ago.
But yeah, besides that, what else is new?
Let's see. I signed up for a bet online, a weight loss bet.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Yep, which I'm doing exactly like I thought I would. I bet.
Horribly or betterly?
Wait, are you trying to lose weight or are you betting on someone else losing weight?
I'm betting on me losing weight.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So,
because you look very good.
30 pounds in 6 months.
Wow.
Oh, that should be doable.
It started in early March, roughly 1 month after Puke's Super Bowl party, when I weighed the most I'd ever weighed after that.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Because of the dip.
Yeah,
of
the dip.
And then Puke ate all the dip for the next week. He ate nothing but the dip.
People say like it's mostly water weight. I had dip weight. It was in pockets in my body.
Yes. Right, the way you get rid of it is you just spit constantly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Dip. Thankfully for me, I've weighed much more than I have now. So I probably gained 10 pounds from that week.
Yeah.
But it was still not the most I've ever weighed, thankfully.
So how are you losing weight?
Well, for the first 4 months, I didn't,
okay,
because I'm a procrastinator.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then I half-assed, would just lose 3 pounds at a time and then just kind of maintain. And
how do you half-ass lose 3 pounds? Wouldn't that be a pound and a half? No, half your ass.
So I try for like a week.
Try what? What would you try?
I would just eat smaller meals.
Okay. Same shit, portion control. Just less.
Same shit, just less.
Okay.
And maybe even exercise a couple times during the week.
Doing what?
Calisthenics and running.
What is calisthenics?
Calisthenics
that's just leaning and touching your toes.
No, that's like, I don't know, yoga or something. Calisthenics is any kind of like push-ups.
Push-ups.
Oh, what you're doing. Burpees. That's what I do. Yeah. I do calisthenics,
yeah, exactly.
You guys.
Yeah, right. So like a high-intensity exercise. But the bet is kind of exciting. I bet $900.
Oh.
Yep, that I could lose 30
what
pounds.
What a great incentive.
Yep.
I should have fucking bet money.
It's called, you can do it. It's called Healthy Wage.
Oh.
You go and just, you can download the app.
Put it in the show notes.
Yep, Healthy Wage.
There's an app. Okay.
So, but they don't pay out. It's not like, it's not like an even bet.
Oh.
It's odd. So I've given them $900.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't lose the 30 pounds, they keep it.
Uh-huh.
If I lose the 30 pounds, I get $1,100. So I make $200.
Holy shit.
Does it have to be 30 pounds or you just set a goal and whatever that goal is?
You set the goal and the time.
Oh.
And then they basically have a formula.
Fuck.
And they figure out how much they're going to.
Oh, very interesting.
I should have done this a month ago.
Yeah.
God, how much? Damn it.
Yeah. Put the weight back on and then do it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good point. Good.
Now,
I like the way you think.
Yeah. How do you prove that you've
so you
lost
have to use
weight?
You have to use the video player on their app to record you weighing in. And it's like you have to calibrate it, step back away from it, get on it, weigh yourself, step back away from it. Put your arms up, do a circle so they can see you don't have like sandbags or whatever on.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just either hit submit or do another one instead.
I know their game. So what they're going to do is they're going to release a reality TV series making fun of everybody, sending them videos.
When they rotate.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
I'm sure you signed something or checked something.
One of my cats walked through mine. So I'll be.
Did it disqualify you? Like, that cat was on the scale. We saw.
Yeah, I picked it up and weighed in. So I think that's fine.
Well, so today is the first time I've weighed myself in I don't know how long on Puke scale, and I weighed 180, but I'm pretty sure 6 weeks ago I was 195, 200, if I had to guess.
Nobody, well, you don't have the app, so we can't
prove it. Yeah, I have no way to know, I know.
Yeah, this is, whenever you start trying to lose weight, you should weigh yourself then.
Yeah,
and
I
then
know.
You know if you're
but
losing weight.
But that would make it real.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah. You don't want it to be
But
real.
No, this app, that
So
sounds...
you feel like you've been making success?
Yeah, sure.
Polarizing.
I want it to be more, but I looked at a photo of me from 9 months ago, and I went, oh, yeah, okay, I guess I have been doing something.
Okay. Yeah, and it's, you know, it takes time. Like, that's one of the things, like, you don't lose weight quickly unless you just go straight anorexic or some shit.
Yeah, it's been a month, 30 days of actually trying to eat the right food.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Eat less of the wrong food.
Because I'll go for a day and be like, I should eat the right food. And then I just eat chips until I feel sick.
Well, last night was tough. I had a real long day. I went out to the nearest restaurant to my house, pretty much, which is also attached to a bar.
Okay.
And it's that pizza restaurant that...
Oh, yeah. Real
healthy.
With
the fucking retards.
Oh.
The food is amazing and the value is great. It's like $5. You get so much food.
But they're idiots.
They're so stupid. So I sit down at the bar. Bartender's an idiot too, and I order a drink, and I go to order food, and the whole time I'm thinking, loaded cheese fries,
oh,
or a calzone.
Yeah.
I got a salad. By the time I got home, because it took so fucking long, I was too tired and not even hungry anymore, and I ate a quarter of the salad.
Really?
So at that rate, I'm good for 4 more days.
Nice. Did you throw the salad out?
No, it's in my fridge.
You
I can eat
okay.
it 3 more times.
Yeah. Okay. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. There's a lot of value in that salad.
Did you just order the loaded fries and say put a piece of lettuce on top?
No.
So I can pretend? No.
Nope.
Okay.
But yeah. Well, that's pretty incredible. So you're down already 30 pounds?
No, I'm 15.
15. Okay.
I have 6.5 weeks left.
Where are you going to lose 15 more pounds?
I have a new job.
Going to get amputated.
You're just going to lose muscles?
I have a new job. Oh, I'm fat. So
Nick's
Nick
is looking.
I get checked out a lot. Need to switch up the seating arrangement next time I'm here.
Yeah.
So yeah, in the military, I weighed about usually 180 pounds. When I started the weight loss
thing. How tall are you?
6 feet.
God damn it.
But I am now 210, and I started this thing at 225. So I have some ways to go.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about in the PCL my new job and how many freaking calories I burn every single day. It's insane.
That's great.
Yep.
I miss that. Like, I seriously really want a job where I'm out in the sun all day or I'm carrying shit. Yep. I want that again.
So I'm in a freezer, 0 to -4 degrees for like 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, so you're meat packing.
Like running the whole time.
You're a meat packer.
Warehouse, selector.
Okay.
Filling up pallets and bringing them out.
So you're also getting that metabolic.
That's a frozen warehouse, the whole thing?
Just the freezer. Just the freezer's frozen.
I thought the whole warehouse
the grocery's not frozen.
Oh, okay.
Nick, what do you think about weight loss? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to gain weight?
No.
Are you still drinking too much?
I'm trying to not gain weight, and I still do drink too much.
What's your weight?
It was 163 this morning, but that was after a run and before a sandwich.
So I got to go another 18 pounds.
Okay.
That was but the sandwich weighed 38 pounds, so it was...
So, right, it was after a run, so it was a dehydrated weight, most likely.
Okay.
So I gained it back by drinking seltzer.
So
that's why they say you should weigh yourself like the same time every morning.
Well, before today, when I weighed myself on your scale, I just had it in my head, I'm like, 25 more pounds. That's what I had in my head. But that would put me lighter than Nick. And I don't know that I want to be lighter than Nick necessarily.
Who's taller?
Okay.
Why not? Nick's like an inch taller.
Okay. It wouldn't be so bad.
No, but I want more muscles than he has.
Okay.
Now there is that's where the dilemma comes in if you're actually trying to weight lift and lose weight, because you'll lose fat and gain muscle, and then like your weight might even go up.
Yeah.
So that's why weighing
yourself
isn't
the best. And that'd be fine too if I swapped that out.
But that's the thing is like sometimes you don't know. You're like, oh fuck, now I'm gaining weight.
And that's why I haven't worried about the scale so much.
Yeah.
The idea is
you didn't worry about it at all.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
The idea is to have so much fat that you can't gain enough muscle to outweigh the fat that you're going to lose.
I see.
It's very strategic.
I started there.
Stratego.
But yeah, no, I've been good. It's been like 30 days since I went pretty much no carb, no sugar.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've gone that long. I did break that rule a couple of times. Like I had quesadillas one night at Mount Washington. And last week, everyone talks about a cheat day.
Quesadillas.
I haven't really done a cheat day.
Here's the secret.
What?
If you ever get tempted to eat something, what you need to be doing is carrying around a jar of olives.
And hate yourself. Ugh, what? Olives? Ugh.
But if you're ever tempted to eat something, you accidentally dump the olives on it.
That's a great idea. I would never fucking eat it, no matter how good it might be.
We got a free quesadilla at the bar. This guy comes out, he says, our cook fucked up. Free quesadilla, you guys. I'm like, ooh. And Andrew's like, ooh. Oh, my God. I see a single olive in the corner. I can't touch it.
Good point.
The whole thing is tainted.
That was before I was no carb.
Right.
Either.
You wouldn't eat it just because there was olives.
Yeah. No, it was ruined. What am I going to do? Dissect it and perform surgery to olive extrication?
I suppose, because I think the same of mushrooms. If there's a mushroom or anything, it's ruined.
Oh, olives way worse than mushrooms. Mushrooms aren't good. Olives the worst.
Anyway, invest in a jar of olives, accidentally touch it to something you don't want to eat, and you'll never eat it.
That's actually a really good plan for me. And here's the thing. It hasn't been as hard as I thought. Yesterday I cheated because I had no choice. I really didn't have a choice yesterday. But and I'll get into that later. But it hasn't been that hard because we've talked about Andrew hating food and not eating things and not liking things. I've reverted to an 8-year-old Andrew as far as food goes, except I'm not eating bags of cereal.
How can you get any younger in your taste in food? Cause
like, I just eat salami now.
Oh.
Like, for dinner, I'll just, like, have a couple slices of salami and some cheese.
Okay.
And that'll be the whole dinner. Like, I don't eat good meals anymore. Like, nothing's warm. Everything's cold. Cold chicken salad.
Yeah.
Not chicken salad, but chicken salad with chicken.
Right.
Well, I think that's kind of like one of the things you have to get used to is when you're changing your diet. Is
and that's
to,
fine.
Like, stop eating the unhealthy shit that
yeah,
you're
Yeah, because
you
luckily
like.
I don't like food that much.
That is lucky for you because yeah. if you're somebody like me who finds enjoyment out of eating pizza, all of the pizza.
Oh, I haven't had pizza in a long time.
Yeah. God damn it. My mother shares way too much fucking shit. She gets
Shame her.
I should. I tried. She sent a fucking photo to me somewhere. I don't remember where, but it was me in the army, and I was going to share it when I weighed 180 pounds, and I'm 6'2", and I look like a fucking Auschwitz victim.
And you can't find it because it's buried in
yes.
shared stuff?
It's just fucking gone.
Very sad.
Yeah. But anywho, I tried. I tried so hard.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Good show. Mm.
Yep. I've been doing all right. I don't know. I used to get bored of all this talk, but now it's interesting to me because I'm in the middle of it.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Listeners, write in.
About 5 years ago when I was trying
I know,
to be
we
healthy,
know,
and
we
and
know.
It was like, you're a faggot. What are you doing push-ups in the gym for? I'm going to play racquetball with my pretend gay husband, Nick.
Yeah.
What did you...
Do you think you can play tennis but with a racquetball racket? How bad would you be?
No, I have.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, racquetball racket smaller.
Because some idiots at work want to play some tennis, and I'm like, I'm not buying a tennis racket, but I have racquetball rackets.
I'll play tennis. Who is it? Is it your assistant?
It's a bunch, yeah.
I want to play with him.
He's one of them.
I like him.
I would bet you could go to like the Keene Recycling Center and find a free or a donation of a nickel tennis racket.
I feel like I have a tennis racket.
There's no way you have to spend money on a tennis racket.
I feel like Andrew gave me a tennis racket somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I probably did.
Listeners, write in about your tennis racket stories and your carbs.
Let's go around
Andrew,
the table. Go.
Did Andrew give Puke a tennis racket?
Yeah. Send Nick bids for your tennis racket if you don't use it anymore.
Oh, yeah, Nick, I couldn't find that iPod anywhere.
Yeah.
I think I gave that away to somebody else or something. At some
I need
point.
To find a uh-huh. real small MP3 player because of that man who made fun of me at the 5K for having a phone.
Yeah, well, like, fuck that guy. Like, everybody uses a phone.
He's like, once you get serious, if you become a serious runner, you're not going to have a phone on you. And I go,
because of the weight?
I just won the 5K. And he's like, if you become a serious runner.
Are you getting advice from the guy that you beat?
No, it was from the race director. But anyway, he does have a good point because I just bought these shorts. Using the money I got from the 5K, I went to the running store and I got some shorts. And then I realized the shorts have like ball holders in them, like swim shorts. So now
ball
I'm not sure.
Oh, like testicle holders.
Testicle holders.
I thought you meant like the tennis players we were just talking about. They always have an extra ball in their pocket.
Yeah, how can they play with a ball in their pocket?
Just beating into their dick the whole time. They're jumping around going, ooh.
Your dick is on your thigh?
Ooh. I just figured that's where the ball holder is in the shorts.
Oh,
it goes
right.
straight to the middle of your junk.
Now I'm not sure if I'm supposed to wear underwear or not wear underwear.
And yes, that is where my testicles are, is on my thigh.
You're not supposed to with those.
I feel like I feel like that leaves too much room for chafing.
Yeah, probably. It's a horrible design of shorts.
Crap. Well, I'm going to run a
race. Cut them out. Cut out the liner.
I'm still going to wear the underwear. What if I do wear the underwear with the liner? Then what will happen? The world will end?
You might lose a ball.
No, nothing will happen.
A guy's going to come up to me and go, when you're a real serious runner,
you cut the liner.
You don't wear underwear.
you run naked. So because I was looking for my iPod and I couldn't find it that I had to give to Nick, and then I started looking up like, so it was an iPod Nano from like the last generation that was this little square like their iPod Shuffle, but it had a screen on it.
Yeah, listeners, do you have any spare iPod Nanos or mini MP3 players?
And I was looking up what their current iPod Nano is.
To Nick.
And look at this fucking stupid thing. It only comes with 16 gigs, which is 2017. Like, why is it not like at least 32 and it's got a screen on it to play videos and other stupid shit? I'm like, then I started looking at MP3 players and I bought 6.
Mm.
No, I didn't. But I got
one for everyone.
This is what happens is I get curious about things. I'm like, I haven't looked at MP3 players since like 2007 when I got my first one or 2005. And, like nobody makes MP3 players anymore. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. I feel like
whatever happened to iRiver,
people stopped making them.
No, it was, well, actually, 07 is when the iPhone came out, so it was probably right around then when the smartphones started coming out,
yeah.
And then they went bye-bye. And
I bought an MP3 player in, like, 2000.
Yeah. But the iPod Nano would have been perfect because the shuffle is a stupid fucking thing that just you just hit play and it just plays random music, right? Whatever you load on there. But this Nano, the old generation, just was this little like 1-inch screen. And like, yeah, you could clip that right to your fucking nutsack.
That duct tape it.
Yeah. You could tape it to your nips.
So not, did you buy one?
Nut tape.
No, I didn't really.
You're going to buy one?
Nope.
If you find it on Amazon, you're going to buy it.
I thought about it, and then I realized this is my problem. Andrew's going to yell at me.
He has it as his desktop background.
I'm not gonna, yeah. What?
You guys never even really knew about the other half of him buying stuff off Amazon for work.
Okay. Go ahead.
All the time. Magnets. He has easily 150 magnets on his toolbox. Easily.
what kind of magnets? Not. Like buckle balls?
I have some.
One looks like little chess pieces.
Yeah, no, I have some. I found magnet like push pins. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch on my fridge right now. They were cheap. They were like $5 for 50 of them or something. And you can because I have a toolbox, it's metal. Mm-hmm. You use them like fucking magnets and attach things to your toolbox. And then I also got some.
Except if you already have 100 magnets.
Right.
Yeah.
This is like the cat lady, like justifying her third, you know, her 13th cat or whatever.
Now, I came up with this brilliant thing because we had these plastic hoses for blowing air out of, and there was nowhere to fucking attach them. They were like just jerry-rigged on each machine because, mm-hmm. you know, the real customers can do whatever they want. But there was no way to attach them, and they're just like little, quarter-inch plastic hose. So I realized, like, if I get a binder clip, put it around the hose, go buy a bunch of fucking neodymium magnets and slap that to the side of the controller, then I can have a spot to hold the hose on. And now, who the fuck uses all of them?
Who the fuck paid for them?
I did.
Why wouldn't work pay for that? Why wouldn't you just
because
go, hey.
They suck. And what would you do? Would you rather just... You're the kind of guy that's just like...
I would use my company card and I would buy it.
I don't have a company card.
Well,
and my company
better.
Wouldn't pay for shit. I'm... kind of dumb that way. No, I'm not dumb.
Yeah, you are.
If I need the fucking things that I need for work, and the fucking work won't pay for them, it was a whole $20.
You just submit a receipt and then see what happens. It probably will go through.
It's a good point. I should just sneak it in the next time I do an expense report. They'll be like, what's this line about magnets? And I'm like, I need those. I needed them.
I needed 40 more magnets.
Yeah.
So
now, to be fair, you can write off anything that's considered tools for work.
Mm-hmm.
In your taxes.
Oh, well.
So
I don't do those. I don't.
We know.
I keep driving by the tax place thinking, I really should. Maybe I'll get money back. No,
not
I won't.
At this point. No.
No, it's too late.
I mean, not at this point, no. I got money back when I did 3 years worth in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because if they owe you, they don't care if you're late.
Yeah.
If you owe them.
For sure,
that's why they haven't cared.
Ah.
I see.
The only time they cared was when it was Vermont, and they're like, hey, you owe us $1.
My new job is in Vermont, and I have to pay Vermont
income tax.
Oh, yeah,
all the dollars.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I'm going to charge you a 3.5-cent fee on that dollar.
I know it. It's going to go right to Bernie's mansion.
So, we have to say, I know Puke kind of mentioned it earlier, but we have games today. Like, lots of games.
Ooh.
Right?
So we have... That's the best thing.
Is that the drop?
Yeah, that's the drop.
We do have the roulette wheel.
I bought an MP3
player. Oh, that's a great idea.
No, so I
can... Wait, for the rest of the show... Just take the normal drops that you do, right. And you do them.
I just yell them.
Yeah.
Andrew wants me to spin the roulette wheel.
I spun the roulette wheel. You could have just dropped the ball, and then we would have just taken the shot.
Casino night.
So anyway,
that went with it. Does that have to go against it or with it?
I don't know. In addition to the roulette wheel, what else do we have, Joe?
You want to do it right now?
Well, at least we can explain what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Puke mentioned you have a game for listeners.
I do. I'm going to pay.
Nine. Puke.
Oh, no.
$5 a month towards someone's PCL.
That's 1 through 6.
For
this
one
is the
month
one
or for infinity
used.
Months?
The amount of months depends on the three hosts'
that's
ability
us.
To answer some trivia questions.
Well, we're screwed. I had
Andrew's been practicing, though.
Well, first of all, I've been going to trivia. Second of all, I played Trivial Pursuit a couple weeks ago on a date.
I lost the lid.
And it was awful, and I won.
Why was it awful?
Oh, because she sucked.
She was bad at it?
She was just bad at existing.
Did you yell at her for
existing?
Did you get in a game fight?
No.
You wanted to?
Yes.
All right.
So, did you want to talk more about that?
No, I had nothing else to say.
Oh, okay.
It was just a bad date.
Well, how did it end?
By me saying goodbye and the part where you go, yeah, let's see each other again.
Uh-huh.
You give him a hug. I just stood there and went, well, drive safe. Bye.
And then there's no exchange of information.
You ran as quickly as possible to the river where you had a kayak staged and you fucking paddled away.
Oh, yeah. And I just scrubbed myself clean because I felt so dirty from playing Trivial Pursuit.
Is that what you call masturbating? Scrub yourself clean?
No. Andrew's taking pictures drinking. Puke while he takes a shot down or something.
More manlier than I did.
Wait, what? Putting it down was manly?
No, putting it down. Not like setting the glass down, but like putting down the shot, like drinking it. Yes.
Chugging that bitch.
It was bro speak.
Okay. For some stupid reason, there's Andrew an expensive camera. To
I was
Nick.
Trying to get rid of the camera, and Nick didn't know what to do.
I was going to pass it around the circle.
It was going around the table.
Yeah. It's also a bong. I didn't know if you guys knew that.
All right. So, I'm sorry. Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, it's the game. You want to do it right now?
Sure.
The first thing we need, I think, is a person, a listener, who wants their PCL $5 a month paid for, or someone who doesn't have one and wants one.
But by listen, you mean a live chatter, right?
Sure.
Sure, or maybe.
Well, other than that, you guys have to pick, which I think is a little shady.
That would be a little shady.
Right, because then you pick
then we're just
Nick's mom.
Giving someone a gift.
Right.
Nick's mom's already in there for free. She's a freeloader. Isn't that right, Nick?
Well, as far
how
as
many
I,
people are on there?
As far
Nick?
As I know, in the chat we have Bradley, Johannes, Bridget is in the chat, and we have that's all I know of. Hang on, let me scroll up. Anyone who's chatted, that's it.
All right, pick someone that wants some free PCL.
I can't pick. We have to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Those three.
It'd be 12 per person.
Yep. Okay. All right. Which 12 is which?
So Bradley, Johannes, or Bridget?
Okay.
In that order.
So give Bridget 1 to 12. Give Johannes
the middle.
13 to, whatever. Bradley is the last 12.
Spinning.
Wait, who gets 0? 0 is a respin.
Yeah.
Is there a 0?
All right, so the roulette wheel is going around and around and around and around. We should have picked
this episode has a lot of time waiting for the roulette wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the cheapest thing ever, but it spins for a good bit, not as long as a real one. 0.
0.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, 0?
Oh, my God.
It's 0.
Hang on. Why are you taking a picture?
It's okay, because it's actually 0.
People know what 0 means. Like, we weren't lying. But to be fair, if we were lying, we could very easily just stage a photo.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
There's no way they could have put the ball on picture. 0.
The mechanics are fairly easy to figure out on this. 33.
30.
That's Bradley, right?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. It was Bridget, Johannes Bradley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Right, wait, was it?
What are you telling me no for?
Guys, who had the
check
last 12?
Tape. Chat, what did we say? You're going to lie.
I think Bradley.
We can't trust Bradley.
Rewind the tape.
Well, whatever. Whoever it was.
All right, Nick, select like an inch worth of cards.
Oh, my God.
Out of here.
An inch worth?
Yeah,
almost
whatever.
Spilled
there you go.
An empty
perfect.
Beer.
This is about 0.6 inches.
Let me see it. No.
Do I need to get my calipers?
No. You just extend that.
Which I also paid for myself.
No, I'm shuffling. Shuffling.
Is there any drinking involved with this game?
We could do that. Everyone you get wrong, you guys have to drink.
Okay.
Oh.
What are we, a frat?
Yeah.
Yes, there we are. All right.
All right,
turned
Pugh,
into a fucking
cut
frat.
That deck, please.
Cut that deck with a knife or scissors.
The chat is saying, what happens if I get picked and the other person says, I also missed it and I think
oh
I was
God.
Picked?
What? It's not that confusing.
Yeah. Except for us, it was. We all forgot who was who.
So we think Bradley won.
I think it's Bradley.
Fuck it, it's Bradley. That's as random as it can get.
We'll confirm when we listen to the show.
I was going to say, there's no way to find out what we said earlier.
It's a two-part random system. First we do the roulette, then we forget, then we just pick somebody at random.
All right, so wait. Are we doing this one at a time?
Nope. All right, I'll go over the rules.
Do I have to buzz in?
First of all, I'm concerned that Nick's going to get some help from a chatter who's like looking shit up on his phone.
Okay, I won't look at it then.
I also have a computer screen.
No, goddammit, you fuckers.
So I want all electronics turned off right now.
I just won't look at the chat.
Just unplug it from the
while
wall.
While we're answering a question, I won't look at the chat.
Face down on my phone.
All right.
I was very tempted to turn off the whole board, but I know that fucks up the recording.
Yeah, you don't do it. You crash the entire recording.
He said all electronics.
Andrew?
He said all electronics off.
All right, here's how it's going to go. You guys are going to answer collectively. So one answer per question. So you guys...
Minority Report?
Do we have to discuss and then provide an answer?
You guys...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would recommend that, but...
Okay.
I just want to know one person who's going to be the person who makes the official guess. We can have a discussion about it, or we can skip to the part...
Why did I want to go to Andrew?
We can have a discussion about it, or we can skip to the part where we decided it's Andrew.
Yeah, it's Andrew because he's the trivia master.
Everyone is pointed at Andrew, including myself.
Right.
At the same time.
Andrew's right. Like, I'll do it. Wait, why did you pick me?
I'm curious. Why you guys both pick me, too?
So who's this for? Is it for Bradley?
Yes.
Okay.
We think so.
Every answer you guys get right, there's six questions here.
Oh, my.
Every
this
answer,
is very nice of you, by the way. This is very generous. I thought it'd be fun. Very thoughtful.
I thought
creative.
It'd be fun. Every answer you get right, I'm going to pay $5 per month for Bradley's PCL subscription.
I like how Bradley doesn't get to play.
No, Bradley's dependent on you guys to not be idiots.
Yeah, yeah. I like
all right?
It.
And there's six questions. So if you get five right, that's 5 months. If you get all six right, if you go six for six, I'll just pay for a whole year.
Wow.
Oh, that'll right? never
that's
happen.
A lot of money.
That's never going to happen. But.
Right. That's why,
you say
that's why I'm offering it, because I'm super generous.
This is he's like the free break inspection.
And what
the
if we get zero?
Key.
If you get, well, you have, then you have to drink six times, right?
Okay.
Oh,
and Bradley,
shit.
And Bradley will probably never listen again. All right, you ready?
I guess. I just drank a little bit by
all right.
accident.
Idiot.
The first, I'm watching you, Nick, too. Don't glance at that screen.
The chat's not up.
All right. What U.S. city was the western terminus of the first transcontinental railroad in 1869?
Okay, so I'm not sure what terminus means, but
end.
I'm assuming
end. That means end.
Oh, the end?
Yeah, terminate, terminus.
Oh, I thought it was
terminal
because they started at two sides.
That would be the beginnimus.
No, when they met, that'd be the middlemus.
Middle mouse.
Okay, so hold on. I know where they met was in that Will Smith movie.
Was it?
Wild Wild West.
Unstoppable.
No.
Someone should
Wild
rap
Wild
that
West.
Song right now.
Damn it, I wish I had my drops. I have the soundtrack.
Oh, you're the drop person. Do it.
It's Wild Wild West. I don't know the lyrics. It's boop bop doo bop
no.
Banjo dingle dongle.
West. James West. Desperado. James. Something. Fuck. I used to know it. Anyway.
It's the Wild Wild West.
So hold
West.
On. Where were they in that movie? Like Utah?
Earth? Utah. Yeah, Utah.
Was it Utah?
Salt Lake City? I have no idea.
So it was
I saw that movie once and I regretted it.
It was somewhere in the Southwest. It was the desert, so it must be pretty far south. Did it go to Los Angeles or am I thinking too far south and it was actually San Francisco? I feel like San Francisco was a much bigger deal back in that era
than
Los Angeles.
That's where the gold rush was. Nobody was going to L.A.
Right. So, Nick?
I vote San Fran.
Yeah, let's go with San
but
that, Fran.
The 49ers.
Oh,
1849, the gold
team.
Rush of San Francisco. Oh. What year did you say, Joe?
Oh, he's got to look. Gonna...
1869.
Oh! Good!
Oh, that's after...
This makes sense, then.
The 49ers.
With the rush.
Okay. Football.
So we like San Francisco?
Say it.
San Francisco.
You guys were wicked, wicked close.
Oh, my God!
Oh,
God,
no!
Wait, Sacramento.
Orlando.
Even closer.
Fuck.
You're thinking...
Minnesota.
Think San Francisco, but super shitty.
Oakland. God,
oh my God! Oakland
that is
existed?
San Francisco. Like, yep. I seriously, on a map, have no idea what Oakland is compared to San Francisco.
We're sorry,
pass
Brad.
That bottle
sorry,
around.
Bradley.
Fuck.
Sorry, Bradley.
All right, we got to drink. Drink your beer, Nick.
Okay. I mean,
sorry, Bradley.
I drink it all the time.
I'm hoping to at least get you a month, Bradley. But I don't know.
It's the way the game goes. Like sometimes you win, most of the times you lose.
What am I drinking? Puke.
What? I don't know. Which did you
coffee.
Get? Coffee. Oh, Nika Coffee Grain Whiskey. Now, coffee grain, everybody thinks like you did, Andrew. You're like, I want to drink coffee with me.
Yeah, because I like
exactly
coffee.
Exactly what you said. You were like, no.
And I don't mind Irish coffee. I just don't want it pre-mixed.
Well, it turns out that the coffee grain and coffee grain whiskey is actually in reference to a still. It's a type of distillation that came from Scotland.
Well, we need to change the fucking name of the distillation process then.
Yeah. To like... Not coffee.
Yeah.
Not coffee whiskey.
Totally former coffee. I don't know.
All right, Bradley, I feel better about this one. Who succeeded Michael Keaton as Batman?
Oh, Andrew should fucking absolutely know this.
Hold on. Because there was two. The George Clooney one that everyone hates with Schwarzenegger
Nipples.
And Robin. That was Batman and Robin. Stop Googling shit. Oh, he's Googling
I was
coffee.
Looking up the whiskey.
That was in like 97 or 96. But Batman was from 1988 or 89. Batman Returns was from 92. Michael Keaton also. So that's a pretty big gap between George Clooney and Michael Keaton. Did Val Kilmer slot in between the two of them? I think he did.
I was going to say Christian Bale.
Oh, God damn you.
No, that was way later.
So, Pew, do you think... Stop. Look at the coffee.
Yeah, what?
Huh?
Val Kilmer. Do you think it was before or after George Clooney?
Oh, shit.
I feel. Oh, God damn it. Hang on. Because they couldn't introduce. That's helpful. They couldn't introduce.
It's only going to get worse. We're
Robin and Batgirl in the same movie, right?
Yeah. But now, Robin was definitely with Val Kilmer Clooney.
Yes.
Clooney.
But did they introduce him in the Val Kilmer one, and then he was part of the team in the Clooney one? And because they introduced Batgirl, fuck's sake.
Oh, shit.
You can't introduce two sidekicks.
So I don't really know.
My gut's telling me that they introduced Robin at the end of the Val Kilmer one, maybe.
Because who was first? Keaton? Was he the first Batman?
Yes, absolutely.
Did he do two of them?
Yes.
Okay.
I just explained it.
And then it was...
You weren't listening.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. I think it's Kilmer because, yeah, they probably like hinted at Robin, and then they came out with Robin in the next one. And then there was that
song. Was Val Kilmer too young?
Oh, my God.
In the early mid-90s for that? I mean, he did The Saint. The Saint was
good. No, he wasn't too young for Batman.
Okay.
He was
in his 30s. All right, Val Kilmer.
And then there was that song.
He already said it.
Kiss from a Blue Rose Grave.
No, that was Val Kilmer, I think.
No, that was the Clooney one. Absolutely the Clooney one.
The Clooney one?
Yeah.
It was Seal.
Who?
Seal.
What?
The artist.
That was
Seal.
The Penguin. Danny DeVito. What? There was no Seal character. I say we go with Kilmer. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to...
All right. Nick has no input. Because
I think Clooney was the last one that killed the franchise because they had Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze, and that version was just completely fucking campy and retarded. And they had the nipples. Clooney had the nipples.
It was Tommy Lee Jones in the Kilmer one. And the Riddler.
Face.
The Riddler. Wait a minute.
Riddler.
So here's a curveball. What year was Ace Ventura? Because this was well after Ace Ventura. Jim Carrey was a pretty big
name. Ventura was like 93.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was before. No. I know they ended with Mr. Freeze. That was absolute shit. Okay. That was in like 97 or something.
Then it's got
to
be.
We have to go with Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Joe? Nick?
That was final a lot answer? Of deliberation. Nick, do you have any protest to this?
No, I have no clue.
Stop reading the chat.
I pulled it up after the answer was placed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Okay, thank God. I would have been so mad at myself otherwise. That was all.
I'm
going to
do a shot regardless. No.
That was a lot of thought put into that question.
Yeah. Too much.
I'm glad we figured it out.
We're going to need a timer for the next one.
I kind of want to watch the Val Kilmer Batman now. Who was the girl in that movie? Who was the woman?
No idea. We can look it up.
Next question.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What future anchor was the only female reporter to tag along with Richard Nixon on his historic trip to China?
What?
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on.
Fuck.
This could be Barbara Walters. She's old as fuck.
Oh, that's as good a guess as any.
At first, I thought Connie Chung, but I don't think she's old enough.
No.
I don't know why. When he said female reporter, I thought Connie Chung. And then he said China, and I thought Chung. But,
I was going to say Whoopi Goldberg.
God damn it. Whoopi Goldberg, sex symbol, trivia team name.
Or Rosie O'Donnell, maybe?
No.
Nobody. I don't think anybody on The View.
Barbara Walters was on The View.
Was she on The View?
That's
the only female.
God damn you.
Then every
female news anchor has been on The View.
Oh, okay. I think Barbara.
I watched The View a couple days ago.
Fascinating.
It was awful.
Well, congrats.
So bad.
Jesus Christ.
I was at a diner. It was on.
Was somebody threatening to cut your dick off or something? Like, why would you do that?
Is that gunpoint?
I have no choice.
Barbara Walters is as good at a guess as any, I think.
Say it.
Barbara Walters.
I can't believe you got that right.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
High five, Bradley.
That was pretty impressive.
Woo!
All right. He's up to 2 months.
I want to drink some more, but...
Hold off. You got
plenty
of time.
I think it's
helping. All right. You want the next one?
This game's great.
All right, what did a U.S. librarian named Melville give the world in 1876?
Moby Dick. We just watched Moby Dick, Leon.
Moby Dick. It's gonna be Herman Melville.
Yeah.
It's got to be
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
We just learned this thanks to Curb.
Yeah, Leon.
Leon Black. I mean, no, Moby Dick.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is actually wrong.
God damn it!
Yep, I thought the same thing too when I read
He's
it.
He's done nothing else, right?
It's the Dewey Decimal System.
What?
Why would he do that and Moby Dick?
Wait, what do you mean? I thought there was a guy named Dewey that gave us Dewey Decimal.
And why
maybe his name
was
Dewey Melville or Melville Dewey. I don't
why wouldn't he just quit?
My
no,
God.
Herman Melville.
What if it's a different Melville?
Oh.
That's possible.
That'd be weird if it was the same
Where
guy.
Where were you on that one?
Who's keeping track of the score?
You seem so sure.
You've gotten two.
Because he said Melville, and we just watched the Curb episode. With Mopey Dick. His dick is Mopey.
Back to drinking.
All right, here's
Nick, drink your drink. I've been drinking this whole time.
Drink more. I'm finishing
you
this.
You said earlier that you still drink too much beer.
Prove
or still
it.
Drink too much.
Prove it.
Prove it.
What are you drinking? Well, I thought you were drinking like lime juice or something.
By the way,
switched with
it. I've been doing. I started with Red Bull and vodka, and then Joe brought just good old fashioned Jack Daniels.
What I do is after I come here and I bring whatever whiskey I have left in my house, and I say, "There, this is a good excuse to get rid of this bottle of whiskey. I don't need that." And then within about 10 days, I buy a new one. and then I wait 4 to 6 months to get an invite to the show, and then I bring what's left
you
of the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot of whiskey. I like beer. But.
Puke. Is there any way for you to stop your cams from uploading to the cloud while we're doing a show?
Because it's probably draining the internet.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean cams uploading to the internet?
You save your video, right, that you can access it externally, meaning your video is going to the cloud, right? It's uploading constantly.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my security cams.
Yes. Can you turn off the upload feature while we're doing a show?
Let me check.
And now we will edit this part. Fifth question.
All right.
All right. We're still doing a thing.
Wait, we're already on the fifth. What's the score?
2 out of 4.
Wait, what two did we miss? We missed all right, Melville.
You missed,
oh, my God.
Melville
we have a recording.
And,
find
Oakland.
Out later.
Melville and Oakland.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Herman Melville.
All right, this is a baseball one, so fortunately, all three of you like baseball.
Nobody likes baseball.
Wait a minute. Who won the football trophy? Just saying.
That's true.
That's not baseball.
No, but I don't know football either.
He does not make a point.
Is that? Oh, it's right there. Nice.
He makes a non-point.
Good. All right. Who returned from a stint in Japan to pound 51 home runs in 1990?
Okay. If it was 1990, the only player I know of is Barry Bonds.
Derek Jeter.
He wasn't around in 1990.
I'm going to say Cecil Fielder.
Wait a minute. Seinfeld helped earlier.
Oh.
Did it? Kind of.
No, I don't think it did. Salsa.
Salsa Seltzer. But in Seinfeld, Keith Hernandez... He was a thing. Keith Hernandez.
A thing or a man?
Yeah. Kramer was convinced Keith Hernandez was the second spitter.
Huh?
Nothing.
Anyway.
Okay, so my answers are either Keith Hernandez or Barry Bonds. Nick, do you have any logic behind any possible answer?
All I know is that when I played RBI Baseball 4 on Sega Genesis, there was this player, Cecil Fielder, and he was the best in the game. So that's the only basis I have to go on.
Yeah, well, the fact that you said something about home runs makes me think Barry Bonds. Because he was like in the late, when was that, 2000?
80s.
There was, no.
I thought Barry Bonds was still playing.
Was it 2000 when the home run, like the first person that went over 100 home runs or something?
No, they broke Mickey Mantle's record in like 96 or 98, something like that.
Okay. And I thought that was Barry Bonds as well. I mean, I feel
maybe
like
maybe earlier, maybe like 90. Yeah, 95, 96, something like that.
Maybe it's Michael Jordan.
Oh, he played baseball? Did he go to Japan first?
I'm sure he didn't hit 50 home runs.
Japan thing means something, right? Who's a Japanese baseball player?
Now,
Kurosawa, is that a thing?
No, that's a name.
Of the director.
Japanese man, yeah.
Ichiro. Who's Ichiro?
Ichiro.
He's a person, right?
50 is a lot of home runs.
I have no idea.
I'm going to help Bradley out. It's not Ichiro Suzuki.
Okay. Just say Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds is wrong. Bradley. We don't know.
Barry Bonds.
We don't know anything.
Is that the final answer?
Yeah.
The answer is Cecil Fielder.
What the fuck?
Why aren't you more confident in your answers? Why aren't you more confident in your first reaction based on a stupid game you played?
Are you serious? That's crazy.
That is the answer. Yeah, the answer.
God damn, really the most
I was
insane.
Equally as confident in Keith Hernandez because I saw him in an episode of Seinfeld.
I had no reason to think that was right other than knowing that guy was good around that time period.
Yeah, that's all you can go by.
Do a shot!
There you go.
Fuck. Give drink your whiskey. Drink, Nick.
So his son plays baseball, too. His son's name is Prince Fielder. He's pretty good.
Bag.
The only reason I know that is because I remember watching a game. It was early on in his career, and apparently the reporter didn't know that there was no interaction between the father and the son.
Oh,
and they said, you know, awkward. How has your father's tutelage helped you in your career? And he goes, we've never talked.
Ah, wow.
I was like, sweet, way to go.
He must be black then, right?
I'm a bastard. Yep. Oh. That's crazy. No, that's way too spot on. If the guy's last name is Fielder, it's way too much of a coincidence. This is all made up. This is all staged.
They didn't say he fielded well.
Yeah, he only hits well.
I know, but still,
Is there a difference?
Yeah, I think he was probably a DH. I doubt he was even in the field.
That'd be like...
He was like a big fat guy that hit a lot of home runs.
That'd be like some guy who's a wide receiver and his last name is quarterback.
Or catch.
Doing
or
awesome
like
for the NFL.
Right. His last name is Good
Hands.
Of
course he's going to do awesome for the NFL. His last name's quarterback.
His last name's Runs and Catches.
All right, I'm looking at the last question. All right. I'm thinking about Bradley's. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Bradley's fucked.
All right, Bradley's getting either 2 or 3 months of $5 a month help on his PCL.
Hey, we're not doing that bad, right?
Yes, we are.
Now you're gonna be drunker.
You're either gonna go 2 for 6 or 3 for 6.
Oh fuck, that's not that good actually.
What doll?
Oh shit.
Did New Age Channeler? What? In quotations, because the channeler is in quotations.
What the fuck?
Barbara Bell say she received psychic messages from, including I need respect.
A doll?
American
a doll.
Girl.
Or Barbie?
No, it can't be, but it's too obvious.
Is it?
It's way too obvious. It's been around way too long.
Wait, is American Girl a doll?
Is there any kind of time frame
American
around
Girl
this?
Girl doll.
This is Genius 4, so whenever the hell that came out.
What?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Trivial Pursuit Genius 4.
Oh.
Well, we don't know what that means. We met the question.
But it could be any time up to that point. There was a fucking Melville question from the 1700s about Dewey Decimal.
Right, my point is, I don't know when this came out, but if it came out in... Right, 1995, then it's not like some new doll. Right.
But if like we had a timeline of like, oh, Barbara Bell was
so that
somebody
means
in 1988, then I would say Cabbage Patch.
So I don't think the American Girl doll existed in the 90s.
I think it did.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's been around for a while.
I'm going to go with Real Sex Doll.
I'm going to go with Nick's instinct because he would have won our last round.
Sure, why not? As good as any.
Whatever Nick said.
Nick, what'd you say?
American Girl doll.
Barbie.
God damn it!
Yeah!
God damn it!
I get it!
Why are these questions? So I'm used to trivia at Area 23 where no answer that Kirk ever creates is obvious. Really fucks with you.
All right, so you
God
guys with your intellect
damn it.
Got $10 worth of free PCL.
Well, sorry, Bradley,
for a guy
and
named
you're
Bradley.
Welcome. Why are you
which
upset?
I'm going to pay for.
Yeah.
Why are you upset?
Sorry, Bradley.
I'm upset for having one right, but I didn't say it strongly, Leona.
Yeah. Well,
believe in yourself. And you too.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have screamed Barbie.
I had no answer to either one of those.
Fucking pussy fucks.
All right. At this point,
Barbie,
we're going to.
Did you fucks do a shot for that last?
Go to break.
Not yet. I'm doing it now. I'm doing Nick. I need more.
Nick, drink.
I got it.
Give me
don't worry about it.
Drink.
Oh, fuck.
Drink.
And we'll be back after the break.
Drink.
Bye.
Chug a lug.
Wait, did you say
drink.
Save the show.
What's happening during the break?
Save the show.
Hold on.
tease the break.
Andrew
tease
PCL.
The break.
Oh, yeah. This is Andrew's music show, punk music. Oi.
I hope you guys like this stuff. I never recorded solo shows before. For anyone who isn't part of the PCL, I've never been able to record a solo show. But
never
a few weeks
been
ago,
able to? What do you mean?
No. Whenever I do, I'm just like, I have no one to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say anything. I have nothing to say. And it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I've tried. I drive a lot. I thought maybe I can record while I'm driving, like Mike Carano. Fuck no, I can't. Can't do it.
Uh-huh.
But a few weeks ago, I was editing Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga, and I got myself drunk, and then I recorded a couple solo shows, and I thought, oh, that wasn't so bad, because it's about music, and I can talk about that and tell stories, and that's what I did. And I hope people like it. Fuck you. I'm going, Nick. Nick's snapping his fingers.
Sorry, I thought we were on break, so I'm doing audio tests.
Yeah, because this is break when I'm talking to the audience before we go to break.
Yeah. Hang on. I said, go on, whatever.
Isn't this exactly what Nick does whenever he's trying to do, like, I'm on a break show now.
Yeah, we should just interrupt
talking
all Nick's
chat,
stories with snapping
up
and faces and sighing.
I'm trying to test the audio.
This is how your hiatuses happen.
Go to break!
I was in love with anything that was angry or funny, or better yet, both, and just said, fuck the world, because that's where I was. So we'd ride our bikes around, we'd listen to this music, and what we would do to occupy ourselves was the most ridiculous shit. We would go to Taco Bell. We would get as many salsa and taco sauce packets as we could. And if we were really bored and kind of tired, we would just toss those underneath cars as they drove by and watch them go pop and shoot taco sauce all over the place.
Welcome back to Puke in the Gang, where they have 110% white privilege.
Yeah, Nilla, that's what we're talking about.
News contest, go.
New, already? Wait. This is completely contrary to what our...
Billy, 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 boo, news to go.
There's the... I like the verbal drops.
All right, go.
Let's do more shots.
So it's me, and then Joe, and then Puke, right?
Okay, so we're going to be doing the news quiz now.
All right.
And the way the news quiz works is that Andrew has asked a question from this last week's news, or it could be 2 weeks old at this point.
Okay.
It's supposed to be something obvious-ish or like semi-popular that you should have heard of.
And I have to say, in the past 2 weeks, the only news I've seen for the most part has been...
How about
been
you don't say it? Because we're doing the news quiz.
The View.
Oh, okay.
Well, so
you watched The View?
No, no, no. It's good because if he tells us what he knows from the news, then you can tailor it to the news he doesn't know.
I'm not going to tailor it. Oh.
I can't redo the quiz right now.
I'm not telling him anything specific. I'm just telling him that I saw some of The View.
Okay.
I was in a diner a couple days ago for breakfast, and while I sit there for 15 minutes and eat my omelet with nothing but omelet, like I don't get any sides. It sucks.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's the sound of a diner.
What am I supposed to do? My sides are beans? Toast?
I thought they were love handles.
Hash browns or home fries?
Oh.
All right.
I thought you were saying there was no options for sides.
So I ask for... I just go...
Would you like carbs, 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 or carbs?
So instead of just getting all those carbs, I just go, instead of all that, can I just get like some extra sausage, whatever you think's fair? And most of the time, they're like, yeah, sure. And I get like three sausages. I'm like, oh, sweet.
Uh-huh.
But and then, sometimes they give me three sausages and charge me for three sausages and bring me no carbs, so I can't even throw it on the ground.
And then every fourth time, somebody just whips out a dick.
And then sometimes I get a screw in the omelet.
Every once in a while when I'm trying to eat healthy, I think to myself, I probably shouldn't go to a diner.
Yeah.
That's
there's
also
that.
Part of the problem.
So, could I please just have a bowl of sausage?
But while I was there, The View was on for about 15 minutes, and The View is the worst shit.
All I think of...
Yeah, I can see that.
All I think of is chickens clucking.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Normally, I go there between like 6 and 7 a.m., and then I watch the morning news, like the local... I don't know if it's Boston or New Hampshire, whatever the local news is up here.
WMUR.
Yeah. Maybe. What's that, Manchester?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And then... But I went too late one day. Like I went for like a early lunch... What the fuck is that? God damn it. Puke's playing fucking drops out of the goddamn television. yeah.
You're supposed to do that yourself verbally.
Spectacular.
What if Puke watched The View, but then he was playing drops while The View was going? And that's how he practices his drops.
So yeah, I watched The View.
Okay. So you should be able to get some of these. So the way it works is we ask Andrew first.
I don't know. Whoopi made a mask of her own face.
What?
And that was pretty much it.
And then when Andrew gets it wrong, Joe answers.
Okay. And Andrew gets
what do
it
I
wrong.
Get if I won? If I win?
You don't get anything.
You get to pay for someone else's
PCO. You get
PCO.
Your $10 back. And Bradley
I get Bradley's
nothing.
Firstborn child.
Okay.
Question one. Blank has had parole approved after 9 years in jail for robbery.
OJ!
The juice.
Andrew has 1 point.
That was on The View. God damn it, Puke!
God damn it. This is the worst. Question two. Andrew.
The juice!
Oh. That is false? Joe.
No, hang on a second. Come on.
Andrew. Frontman for band Blank died on July 20th at age 41.
Linkin Park!
2 points for Andrew.
Wow.
Right, but what was his name?
This is kind of hard
no
to
cares.
Win.
Oh.
Chester or something.
Chester.
Chester something. What is it, Nick?
Press Secretary Blank has resigned from Trump's team yesterday.
Wait a minute. Ah. Scaramucci.
Joe.
Spicer Wiener.
Sean Spicer.
Oh, that guy still? We're still discussing him?
And he just resigned yesterday.
I thought he was a thing like a month ago.
Question four. Last Wednesday,
Google, Facebook, Netflix, Twitter, and 80,000 other top websites and organizations have joined together for a day of action to protest against repeal of blank.
Huh?
Last Wednesday, Google,
Net
Facebook.
Net neutrality.
Correct.
I was going to say SOPA. PIPA.
SOPA PIPA.
I was going to say Obamacare.
Andrew has more points than he's ever gotten.
This is hard to win when you don't get to go.
This is what The View gets.
Most guests
The
get
View
more.
Didn't help with only one question The View helped with. And that wasn't the only source I had for that.
And the question was, who's a bunch of cunts on TV?
Yeah. All right, come on, bring it on. I'm feeling good.
New Jersey has raised
Who
the
else feels good?
I feel good.
Does drunk mean good?
Yeah.
I'm good.
New Jersey has raised the minimum age of blank to 21.
Smoking.
Correct.
Yeah.
What else could
really?
It be?
God, can I still win? How many questions are there?
You can't win.
There's 9 total questions.
So I can...
And we're 5 in.
Oh, 9. Oh, you can win.
I can tie... No, it's 4-1. Yeah, I can win.
6 students from the Burundi blank team went missing after a competition in Washington, D.C., later spotted attempting to cross the border into Canada.
Okay.
What?
Wait, say it again?
6 students from the Burundi blank team...
Oh.
Burundi!
...went missing
Lacrosse.
After a competition... Joe.
Soccer.
Puke.
Running.
Fuck.
First robotics team.
What the fuck?
Oh, fucking stupid.
That's not a real
They don't
anything.
Have robotics in Burundi. Are you
yeah,
fucking serious?
I don't even know what Burundi is.
That's like
that's what I
sticks
call my balls.
With like twine stuck together that they someone moves with a string and they pretend they didn't.
Attach the sparklers.
Transformers.
Yes.
Question 7. Andrew, this week, New Hampshire became the first state... Sorry. New Hampshire became the last state in New England to blank...
Decrim pot!
Yes.
That's an easy...
I was somewhere and somebody went, hey, pot's legal. And I go, huh.
So Andrew's actually heard news this week.
I thought they already did that.
Yeah, I have.
No, they hadn't.
It's amazing. You just hear news from strangers.
But I like how people... Like, it's not legal. It's you still get fined, right? If you
oh,
have...
good. I said decrim, not legalized.
Yeah, for a certain amount.
Good
for
me. Good job. Good job.
Andrew has,
I didn't know.
Andrew
fucking
has won
pothead.
The game. 2 more questions.
No, we're going to overtime.
2 teens will not face charges after a video was released showing them mocking a 32-year-old man while he struggled and blanked.
Bled? Died. Bled.
Oh.
You're going to have
died.
To be more specific.
You have to pick an answer.
Bled to death.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Boop, bop, bled boop, out of his penis boop, to
no,
death?
No, boop. Joe.
Choked.
I got more hand raised.
You're gonna have to be more specific. Puke.
Choked on steak.
Drowned.
Drowned in a lake.
Oh.
Yeah, they
what
wanted
a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, but wait. The way you die when you drown, at the very end, you suck in.
Oh, like, you choke.
A breath of water.
Technically,
yeah.
He choked. Probably.
2 for Joe.
All right. Next point wins.
A man, upset that AT&T trucks were parked in front of his house, went outside and blanked.
Andrew's never going to guess this. You can't give hints, fucker.
I'm just guessing.
I'm just guessing. I would guess the same thing. Joe is pointing.
I'm doing the Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. Shotguns in the air.
Joe.
Threatened with a gun. Shot them. He fucking shot them.
Incorrect.
He shit in their mouth.
Incorrect. Joe.
Fuck. My guess was he shot in the air.
Fuck the shot.
Puke.
He shot out the tires of a truck that was parked in front of his house.
He shot out all their tires.
I said shot at them.
That is
false.
Different. He shot out
should
the tires.
Should have just said shooting guns.
That's them. Their truck is them.
You said in the air.
Thanks
and
for
then
playing
I said them.
Thanks for playing the news quiz. Andrew wins.
How did Puke win?
See,
I said next point wins.
Puke did not win. Andrew wins for the first time ever, although...
Is it my first time winning?
To be fair... Not to be fair, he deserves it. It was a big news week. There were a couple big stories that it would be really hard to not know.
The OJ one was the only one I really knew.
Was the OJ one?
Well, how'd you know about Linkin Park?
Yeah.
I got a message, something about... Like, someone sent me a message.
Oh, some well?
Oh,
you're getting back into the loop.
Go. He's getting in the loop.
I don't like the game. It should be every other. I go first.
That's the bit.
No, that's the thing.
The bit is
Andrew doesn't know shit.
I revealed to you guys every possible venue I've acquired news from.
I only get my news when my phone mistakenly thinks that I want news and sends me an article that Spicer Weenie quit.
This is Linkin Park.
I can't mute him.
This is the rapper guy.
I can't mute him.
The rapper guy is still alive. The screamer guy died. So there's two singers. There's rapper guy and screamer guy.
Right.
Well, he became so dull. and numb.
So dull. I saw a headline.
That was a song?
Was that a song? I saw a headline.
Joking about dead people.
The police are claiming that he was murdered.
Oh.
Because he was actually, like, hanged. They found
I don't
hanged.
Know how he died.
Hanged. Hey, during the break show with Nick and Joe, we were talking about David Carradine.
Uh-huh.
And hanged!
Yes, hanged himself while masturbating, right? Uh-huh. But the big question is, was he also wearing a dress?
Oh.
Google.
Listeners, figure it out.
Listeners. Show has to move on. Chat, send it to Bradley. You're getting $10. Let's earn it.
So, this year, my house is separated from my garage. So, yes. Like, you pull in my driveway, my house is on the left, my garage is on the right. And on the far side of my garage is my garage's electrical box. And earlier this year, on this electrical box, a bird decided to build a nest.
My God. I'm like, I hate bird nests.
At first, I'm like, oh, it's going to fuck with my electrical. I'm like, wait a minute. No, it's just adding things. It's not removing material. So it's fine. So I let it do its thing, and it laid eggs. And it laid 4 eggs, and then a couple weeks later, I think another bird took them. And I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. So eventually, after the nest was vacant for a while, I took down the nest. A few weeks later, nest is back.
Why do these birds get all this time to build nests?
I know. It's pretty impressive.
Well, they're not
watching
the news.
Don't they have to go to work?
No.
So then after the nest was rebuilt, 3 new eggs were in there. And I'm like, well, I can't get rid of it now.
What if you just made omelets?
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Robin's egg omelets.
Well, wait. So
what? Okay.
So anyway, I pace around on the phone for work. And, like, I also walk on that side of my garage occasionally sometimes, like, to go pee and stuff. So whenever I round this corner, the bird's nest is just around the corner. But you can't see it until you round the corner and you're literally 3 feet away from it. And it's at eye level.
Right.
For me.
It's very... That could be scary.
Yeah.
Because there could be a bird looking at you.
I'm on the phone. I'm talking for work. I'm like, yeah, you should totally buy this thing. And then, like, I go, oh! Because... I round the corner, and there's a bird either staring right at me 3 feet from my face, or it starts fluttering off, and it's like a scary noise. Right?
Right.
So that happens, like, every day. Well, last Sunday, I just bought a new lawnmower to mow my lawn with, because for some reason my old one's
Is smoked. That what you do with those?
Yeah. Hmm. And I'm setting it up in the front driveway, like in front of the garage, and I finish setting it up, and I go, okay, now it's time to put gas in it. Where's my gas can? Oh, right underneath where the bird's nest is.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah. So this time, before just wandering over there and being surprised, I thought there's a bird there with a nest.
Yep. Right.
And the little eggs turned into hatchlings. Chicks, whatever you call them.
Hatchlings.
Oh, really?
Correct. Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was like an alien.
Well, yeah. I mean, things that come out of eggs are called hatchlings.
I thought it was a fish. I didn't know.
The hatchlings are coming.
Yeah.
So anyway. I go, okay.
They're called egg escapesers.
I don't want to startle this bird, but I also need to get right underneath it to grab
Please
this gas
Please tell
can.
Me you put on one of your race car helmets.
Oh, that would have been a really good idea.
Yeah! Fucking Robin ain't getting through a race helmet?
No. So I went away from the garage, like towards the road, and then walked around till I get an angle at it, and I saw it was in its nest.
Okay.
I'm like, God damn it. So I started walking towards it, not as close as I normally am, and I went, Hey, Bert! Hey, Bert! And I waved my hands, and I made faces at it.
The bird was like, my name's not Bert.
And I made noises, and it didn't budge. It just stared at me. So I got closer, and I kept trying it, and it just stared at me. And I got closer. Same thing.
You had a standoff.
So then I went into the garage. I grabbed a Frisbee. Then I stood in front of the garage where the bird couldn't see me, and I smacked the Frisbee on the corner of the garage.
Okay.
Nothing. So now I'm just pissing it off.
Yeah.
So wait, the bird's still in the nest?
Yep.
But how do you know?
Because I didn't see it flutter off. I would have heard it. Flutter off or seen it fly around the corner like it always does.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So I assume it's still there.
What if it did?
Even though I'm banging the Frisbee 3 feet away from its face.
Sure.
Against the side of the garage. So I go, okay, fine. You're not moving. You're not scared anymore. Then fine. I'm just going to nicely grab my gas can from underneath you and get out of your way. By the way, please note, bird, that this is my house. I'm letting you live here with your new bird family. Okay? So...
I hope your neighbor's watching this whole time.
Yeah, because birds...
All my neighbors were outside. It was a super nice day.
Birds do not understand English, Andrew.
Yeah. So I round this corner.
Uh-huh.
The bird's still there.
Ca-caw!
Staring at me. So yep. I just slowly bend down, reach down, grab the gas can. As soon as my hand wraps around the handle,
uh-oh.
I hear...
Yeah.
Like Jurassic Park sounds. And I just feel air on my head.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And not like, air. Not air.
So I start.
If it's air from a hatchling.
Quickly walking back towards the front of the garage, like in front of my porch, where the lawnmower is, with the gas can.
Sure.
During my walk.
I thought the story was going that you were going to take the gas can and dump it dump it on the nest.
And burn my garage
down. And garage.
Worth it.
And be like, fuck it'll you, burn.
You can put it out
fuck
quick
you.
Enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
So, I as I walk back to the front of the house, three times this bird swooped me. At my head. Each time, here's what it does. It perches on something, stares at me, and then just goes, and it makes a beeline, literally the straightest line anything could ever make, straight towards my eyeballs. Right. And at the last second, it swoops away. But with every new aerial plunge, it shows a higher and higher perch where it got more and more speed and more balls and got closer and closer to my face every single time.
Are you ducking? What do you do when it comes at you? Or you just stare it down?
Yeah, I duck.
Why don't you punch it like you do with bees?
Why don't because you fashion a shield?
Oh, right.
You fashion a shield with a your coat of arms on the front.
Yeah, I had a frisbee.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, it's like you're like Captain America.
I want to get to a point where I don't have to defend myself against this terrorist.
You should absolutely. Now, the problem, though, is that your helmet doesn't have a face shield, does it?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't.
Shit.
But I could totally headbutt the shit out of that bird.
But you should put your face shield on, set up a camera for YouTube, and then go and just have video of the bird like attacking your helmet and you mowing the lawn.
And yeah, so now I'm outside. My neighbors are clearly within sight of me, and there I am ducking and going, from this bird. So I run into the house. Literally, I run into the house and I think. And I'm like, okay.
What am I going to do?
So one person I was talking to said, here's what you do.
Oh, what do you do?
You make an omelet. You go outside and you stare at that bird right in the eye and you eat your omelet and never break eye contact.
I don't think robins are quite that intelligent.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm so lazy, I didn't want to make an omelet. But I did have hard-boiled eggs.
Ah.
So I went outside, and I stared at the bird, and I ate two hard-boiled eggs.
This would have been you if you still had eggs, but they hatched, so I'm fucked.
Well, let's find out if it worked. Right? I thought it worked. I thought it would show it who's boss.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Then a second bird arrived, like the husband or something.
Oh, shit.
Now there's two of them.
There's two birds?
Now there's one in the nest and one right across from the nest on a branch. And now they're both swooping at
And at the end of your driveway, was Alfred Hitchcock.
And then Michael Garcia gets there. So I worked on his car that broke down the night before. And he's right over by that corner of the garage.
Oh, no.
The whole time being swooped at all day. A week later, whenever I go outside, if I go on that half of my driveway,
I get swooped.
Do I just kill this family of birds?
You're fine. You have to go out with the shotgun.
Just don't be a puss.
Yes. I have a couple of recommendations.
How much damage could the shotgun do?
A lot.
If you hold it like this, and then the bird swoops, and you just hit it.
I don't know. Puke?
Well, you would kill it.
Well, that's not what I mean. Collateral.
Well, it depends on which direction you're pointing it, but it's also highly illegal.
Yep. So what's going to happen? What?
I have two suggestions.
The neighbor's going to say, Andrew just shot a shotgun. And Andrew's going to say, no, I didn't.
You don't need a shotgun.
Oh, and the cops say, where's your dog? Sorry.
Joe, suggestion, go.
All right, you can do it the fun way, or you can nerd it up. Is your lawnmower a rider?
No.
Oh, shit.
I bought like the nicest push non-powered self-propelled mower.
I was gonna say mount a pellet gun to it. All right.
Oh, that would've been cool.
All you have to do is walk out there, like away from it, with a pellet gun, and I think the reason it's so mad is because it's probably on eggs. So just
he already said they hatched. It's defending its nest. The bird's just trying to defend its nest because it thinks that you want to eat its face.
But it won't fucking understand.
Well, no, it's dumb. It's a bird.
Usually they don't give a shit once the eggs hatch.
It's still pretty pissed. It's always sitting on those little birds.
Okay, all right, then I'll nerd it up for you. Blue jays hate robins. So find out what blue jays like to eat and put it around.
Or I just get some blue jays.
Yeah, they'll get them out of there.
Like, why don't you just not be a puss? Like, the bird's not hurting you.
The fuck it isn't, man. It's swooping.
It's annoying. I've had a bird swoop me before. It's annoying as fuck.
You felt air?
It's terrifying.
Air.
Yes. That shit hurts.
Oh. It's terrifying. I heard a story yesterday.
I had a rooster attack me as a child. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's a lot the same. Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
You're pretty close.
I heard a story yesterday about a man in Watertown.
Be a fucking man. Teach that robin.
A man in Watertown, Massachusetts, has to
died
wear a helmet.
Bird.
No, he has to wear a helmet whenever he walks to work because this hawk won't stop diving at his fucking head.
Did you know that the lead singer of Linkin Park was killed by a bird?
But it was a suicide. He took the bird and he killed himself with it.
Right.
So yeah, that was fucking ridiculous. And it's still going. It's still fucking going.
I think that you wait until the bird leaves the nest. Just deal with it.
Uh-huh.
Wear a hat. You got hats, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't. I'm not a hat guy. I do have an umbrella hat.
Wear an umbrella hat.
Okay.
And then
neighbors will totally get me back on the right track.
Oh, the neighbor has an umbrella hat. He's totally gay.
Can you reach the nest?
Oh, yeah. It's eye level.
It's, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just wait till they're gone some time ago.
Once they're gone.
Never gone.
No. The bird usually shoot it with pee a over gun. There. No, you idiot.
You know how scared I am to pee over there?
Oh, you idiot.
I whip out my earthworm.
Yep.
And the bird comes and the early bird gets the worm.
Yep.
good one.
I'd shoot at it.
You wait until the hatchlings are done and they fly away. Then you kick the nest off the top of it, and you fashion some chicken wire on the top of that electrical box, and they can't build a nest there ever again.
I'm not putting chicken wire on electricity.
Then fuck you! You're not putting it on electricity.
Yes,
you're putting it on
exactly
a box that doesn't...
That's exactly what you just described.
You're putting it on electricity.
There's a box of electricity, and you're telling me to wrap chicken wire around it.
Run the fence to your bath.
The electrical panel is the box. Is the box of electricity where you put your hand in?
I've already had an experience with this.
Then find a sloped rock to put on there.
The chat says
so they can't build a nest. Is my point?
Okay, I can do that.
Bridget in the chat says just move the nest, like put it somewhere else.
I can't get near it. It's never not there. And when the nest is empty, there's the little chicklings in there. I don't want
to
touch them.
You have to kill
because
them.
I heard the rule about if you touch a little birdling, then its mom's like fuck you and she shits on it.
You don't need to kill it. You're fine.
And even when the bird's not there, they're never within more than 50 feet. Both of
what?
I see them up in the branches.
Yeah, they think you're trying to eat the babies.
Yes, I know. I can't get near the nest.
What if this escalates and the birds start like teaming up with the bears and they like start telling the bears about what you're doing
and the raccoons
and the bears come.
They're like, I know some big friends out in the woods here.
Well, here's what I'm wondering.
My babies.
The chipmunks and the squirrels are eating all the plants, and that kind of pisses me off.
Oh,
do the birds scare away the chipmunks and squirrels?
No, not at all.
Do the chipmunks and squirrels scare away the birds? Something has got to be battling against something in nature.
Ah, snakes.
Fuck.
Snakes will kill everything.
No, thanks.
Get a hawk.
Giant spiders.
No.
Hawks.
Also, thanks. Yeah,
no,
also
be that guy with, like, the glove. The hawk.
A falconer? Yeah.
Give me a falconer.
Get a falconry.
Get a falcon.
Can we just get an abandoned cat at the shelter?
I think we should.
No, that's a bad idea. That's stupid.
Then you're going to end up with six cats like
Joe. Need a glove and a falcon.
Here's the thing.
I only have four cats.
I don't want to know the cat, because then I'll be like, oh, you should totally come inside, cat, and be my cat.
No.
Just show up at my house with a cat one day. Don't tell me about it. And... Put a bowl of food somewhere where I won't find it outside, and let the cat go. Got it? Good.
Cat can't get to that nest, though. A snake, on the other hand.
If you set up a ladder, the cat could get to the nest.
Oh, yeah, Then you could.
Yeah.
Speaking of birds.
Yes.
I have 7 chickens now.
Wow.
Ooh, you're one of them.
So for anyone who hasn't... Oh, we're spinning. No one talked on the spin.
Shh.
Oh, thank God.
28. Is that me?
28.
That's me.
By one, yeah.
That's me.
Oh, shit. I'm 25 to 30, though. What is my shot glass?
No,
that's what you were drinking.
Don't go by that. Don't go by that.
It has nothing to do with what's on your glass.
Don't go by that.
Okay.
It has to do with math in Andrew's head.
Because we can only get 4 people together at once.
Uh-huh.
That's not even how the game works.
We couldn't get 2 more people to come.
The game works however the fuck we choose.
The game is supposed to work that you fill each glass up with a different thing. Like, some of them are alcoholic and some of them are not. And then you go around the table and you spin and you get whatever.
Oh, so it's just your turn, you're drinking something.
Or if it's empty, you don't get it, I guess.
That is gay.
I don't like that.
I read the directions.
We don't give a fuck about the directions, though. This is Puke in the Gang's version of drunken roulette.
Speaking of birds.
So you've got chickens.
Yes.
How are chickens? What's the deal with fucking people owning chickens?
All right, here's why I got chickens. Because early on, Andrew's... Oh, he wants a picture of him.
I don't know if I thought people
drinking Jack Daniels. All right. Shortly after the snow melted, I started going outside to work out in the morning before going to work at my former employer, who is also Puke's employer.
Hello.
And in 2 days, I had 3 ticks on me. And I said to myself, How can I stop this? I don't want to deal with this. Oh wait, chickens eat ticks, and they also lay eggs, which I also like.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I'm gonna. So I asked around, and I. Sorry, go ahead.
Huh?
Go.
He doesn't know what he said.
More whiskey.
Do a shot.
Spin the wheel. So I asked around. I found a chicken coop that could hold about six full-grown chickens, and I said to my wife, "Go buy six chickens, and whatever you do, don't name them because she is an animal lover. We have four cats." So she bought eight chickens, and she named every one of them. So it went well. They were chicks. She bought them as chicks. They're about a week old. The first 4 or 5 weeks, they were in my basement. That was fine. We brought them outside to the coop.
Because this was in winterish times, right?
So spring, middle spring.
How April, bad did that smell?
Spring no, equals it wasn't
bad.
Winter.
It wasn't bad because I have an animal-loving wife who went down there daily. And
Thought you meant to say the cats smell like shit anyway, so you didn't notice.
No, I thought the cats were going to be at the basement door a lot, but they didn't seem to not give a shit.
Huh.
So, yeah, so my wife would go down daily and sing to them and clean and clean where they lived and hold them, yes. Which, when you buy an animal that you know is going to die, is right. Not what you want your wife doing. So they were outside for, I don't know, a week or two. And I live out in the woods. I know all of my neighbors. I know their pets. I know their pets' names, everything. So all of their dogs, which I was worried about, respond to me when I say their dog's name. So I wasn't too worried about the about the chickens. So one day, we're outside at our back table, and a husky, which no one around me has a husky, comes flying up the hill into our backyard, grabs a chicken by the head.
I would have thought he would have ran.
And
the chicken or the dog? The dog came flying. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Butt up.
No, I'm done. I'm done with that story now.
What?
No, I don't want to.
What do you got to think? Hang on.
No, that was too bad. It was too bad.
What? Grab the chicken by the head.
That was too bad.
More chicken?
I'm done. While you run?
Did he eat the chicken's head?
All right. So he grabs the chicken. The chicken gets away briefly, runs into the brush, and the dog chases it into the brush and obviously gets it. I can't see it because it's in the brush, but the dog is now stopped and obviously killing a chicken.
Was there an explosion of feathers?
Again, it was probably like... It was just enough so that I could only see the top of the dog. So I can't see what's going on.
It's dark.
But I had a pellet gun next to me. So I'm pumping that fucker, and I'm like, okay, the chicken's gone, but like if I pelt this thing in the ass, like it'll maybe hurt enough. It'll never come back. Yeah. So I'm pumping the pellet gun up. It's an air gun. And so my wife is doing what I would expect her to do, which is basically chasing a dog that's trying to hunt. And so I'm like, why don't you get away from the dog before you get bit?
You shot your wife.
I should have. So she's standing next to the dog screaming at it, and I'm sitting there pumping away.
Right, it's like in Pocahontas. Wait a minute. Shoot the right.
Yeah. Right.
How many times did you got to pump this pellet pump?
I pumped it up. I didn't want to break the skin, which I found out later. I guess huskies have like a second layer or a really thick
layer. They've got really thick fur, right?
Or skin or something, yeah. Because
they've got double skin?
They have like under fur.
Something I don't know what it is. Everyone I've heard a million different things, but it's you can
I don't know.
Yeah. Now I really want tater skins.
Yeah,
you guys ever from TGI Fridays?
So chat Google husky skin and see why it's weird. But anyways, I pumped it like five times, but it takes a little bit. It takes 6 seconds, which is a long time when your chicken's getting eaten and your wife is freaking out.
Yeah,
right.
So I get it all set. I get it set up, and I'm just gonna shoot it like in the ass because I don't want to hurt a dog over a chicken, right? But my wife wants.
No, you definitely want.
But my wife wants to like slowly torture this dog, right?
Oh no.
So I'm like, hey, move. You know, I want to shoot at the dog. I'm like 10 feet away, and she's like 2 feet away. And I'm like, move. I'm afraid the dog's going to bite you because it's in hunting mode.
I got bit by a dog, and I still like that dog.
And that's fine. I just didn't want – you know, it's a strange dog. I haven't seen this dog before. I don't know where the hell it came from. It did have a collar. So she finally gets out of the way. I shoot the dog in the ass from like 10 feet away with 5 pumps and an air pellet gun, mm-hmm. and it couldn't have cared less.
No, so I would have been moved, bitch.
Finally,
get out of the way.
Finally, it right in front of my wife. It grabs the chicken and it like flips it up with its mouth. It's still in its mouth, the neck part, and it flops the rest of it like over its back shoulder.
Oh, no.
And it starts going out into the woods.
In other words,
and I'm like, all right. Well, it came up from my
like a bindle. That's what hobos carry.
So
that sounds like a pretty badass dog. I actually like this dog a lot.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, well, it came up from my neighbor's.
Sorry about your chicken.
No, it's fine. So don't apologize to me. Apologize to my wife, all right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to the neighbor because it came up from his driveway, even though I don't think it's his. And my wife's like, I'm going too. And I'm like, no. just sit down and chill out.
Give me the gun.
So I go down to my neighbor. I talk. And it turns out that he's had like 3 huskies showing up in his yard. Nick's freaking the fuck out. This is worthy of a sub.
No, it's fine. He's just plugging
I want to watch
power. Okay.
He's plugging something in.
While we're watching.
I plug power into his.
Spinning! Spin the wheel. No one talk during the wheel spin. Jesus Christ.
You got to stop it. You can't do that. I'm going to mute your mic. I muted his mic. 13. Who's 13? Joe.
God damn it. I really don't want this much. Has anyone not had to drink it?
Nick. But Nick won't.
I think Nick!
What, Puke?
I said I think Nick.
Are you finished?
I've been drinking this whole time.
All right, I'm going to pour this after I finish my story.
This is pretty much the worst. This is the worst combination we could have asked for.
You don't have to have drops.
Yeah, you don't have to be retarded.
Whiskey!
Yeah.
I feel like you verbally doing the drops was the best idea.
Yeah, and then you ruined it by just
maybe better than just regular drops.
This is like me drinking and then raping someone and going, worst combination we could have had. You're pretty freaking hot and I'm drunk.
Yeah.
How many
sex and alcohol?
How many times
stupid.
Have you done that, Nick? Two.
All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. So my neighbor says he's got 3 huskies in his yard all the time, and he's getting pissed off about it. And he knows who they belong to. They're up the road. There are some new people living with this old guy, taking care of them. So I drive up, right? And I'm like, okay, I at least want $10 for my chicken, right?
Yeah, what does a chicken cost?
But you don't think it was the neighbor's dog?
Not that neighbor. He said, I went and talked to him, and he said these 3 huskies keep showing up in his yard, and he's getting pissed off because they're shitting in his driveway.
Yeah, sure. Nick, if you weren't constantly playing drops, you would have heard.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go up and see that guy. So I go back and tell my wife, I'm going up the road. I'm going to go talk to these people that just moved in. They're taking care of this old guy that we know that lives up the road. And she goes, I'm going with him. I'm going with you. And I'm like,
We've already been over this.
No, you're not. You're going crazy over a chicken. We need someone with some scope of the situation to handle this. So she says, well, make sure you tell him a life for a life. And I said, I'm not going to say that.
You just walk up and fuck it with a big bowie knife and you slit the guy's throat. Yeah. You're like, that's my chicken,
and I just told the police. I'm like, fair is fair. So so I drive up. So the road that the guy lives on is a dirt road. So I pull off my road and I go onto the dirt road. And I'm just about to pull into this guy's driveway, and I look down the hill, and there's a lady. And to set the scene, she might have been wearing sandals, or she was barefoot. She had, like, athletic shorts on and an army tank top and a bunch of tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And next to her, 2 huskies. So I'm like, oh, all right. So I stop pulling into the person's driveway, and I go down to talk to her. And she's got, like, bloodshot eyes, and her cheeks are kind of, like, puffy, right? So I think she's been crying. And I pull up. I pull up, and I have the window down. And she turns around, and she's panicky, and she goes, did you find my dog? I guess maybe my assumption is that she's been, like, telling people that her dog is missing. And I said, is it a husky like these two? And she says, yeah. And I said, yeah, I just ate my chicken. And then she just started bawling. like a meltdown in the road.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. The birds are dying.
And then, like the woman who hit puke, or who made puke crash.
Oh, right. My GTI, Jesus.
So,
good job, Andrew.
Between sobs, she asks if I shot it, and I say, I shot it with a pellet gun, and it couldn't have cared less.
She was standing between a Saab 9.3 and a Saab... A 9.6.
That's a card joke. But
so she thanks me for not shooting it like with a rifle because where I live on the weekends is like the Jim West Wild Wild West, and all you can hear is rednecks shooting
a gun in this brother running shooting. This Buffalo Soldier. Look, it's like I told you.
They're shooting birds that are dive bombing them.
Yes, any damsel exactly. That be in distress, be out of that dress when she meets Jim West.
So the way we problem solve in the area of town that I live in is first you try to shoot guns at whatever the problem is.
Right, yeah, sure, makes sense.
And then from there you think about like duct tape or zip ties or things like that. So she's like, thank you for not shooting it. And I said, okay. And she's still kind of sobbing and talking about how they used to have chickens, I think, or something.
But the dog ate them all.
I don't know, yeah. And she's like, my husband will take care of your chicken. She's back at the house. And I just cut her off, and I was like, I'm going to talk to him. Because she was a train wreck.
Good thinking.
She was a train wreck, and I still have to go back home and deal with my train wreck wife
yeah,
about
like,
this chicken. Yeah.
I got one crazy bitch. I don't need more.
Exactly. So,
this is very mean towards Joe's wife.
So, yeah, she was definitely being crazy.
Was
she being mean? She wasn't being mean to me. She definitely
being overly emotionally
would have accepted. I think she would have accepted momentarily human death and payment and payment for our eighth chicken that I told her not to buy. Only I told her to buy six and not to name them. So it was Raven.
Attached.
Raven got eaten. Yeah, it was an all black chicken.
Caw-caw.
So, which I thought was ironic too. Doesn't the black one always die?
Yeah,
like in the yeah.
Yes.
Our all black chicken is the one.
I had this discussion a couple nights ago. Yes,
yes.
Black chicken lives matter.
Right. So, well, this one got eaten. So I go up and talk to the guy. He's as good as you can be in that situation. I'm real sorry. We got five huskies. I just moved in. I'm building a run for them.
Got five husky dogs?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck?
Yeah. And he's like, I just moved here because we're taking care of this guy. I'm building a run for them. It's not done yet. So I've been letting them out. My wife is somewhere stressing out because one of them's gone. And I'm like, it ate my chicken. So he takes all the money out of his wallet, which is $21, and hands it to me. And I'm like, I just wanted $10 to buy a new chicken. And so, and he's like, just take it. And then he invited me to a birthday party, which I might have already missed. I don't know.
Oh.
And anyways, it was as good as you can be in that situation. And I just kind of said, so when's the run going to be done? And he said, really soon. And I said, okay, no problem. So I left and I said, I'm going to go buy, I think, a pizza with that $21. So I went back and told my wife.
Then
you went,
fuck, that weight loss bet thing.
Yes, exactly. I bought the pizza and some jalapeno poppers.
And you put olives on it?
So, and I walked back and I told my wife how it went. I said they were good people. They just, this is a situation. Shit happens. This is why you don't name.
You were like, they were good pizza.
Yeah.
So it's all cool.
And I'm like, shaking my hand saying, this is why you don't name the goddamn fucking chickens and sing to them in the morning. And, and then I said we should go get a chicken pizza. Which apparently was not a good joke at the time. But that's the end of my chicken story. So I have seven chickens and a rabbit now.
Did the husky ever get found?
Yeah, the husky got found. When I was talking to the guy, it came back.
Oh.
So I knew it was going to come back because my neighbor said he kept seeing three huskies, and she had two with her. And so I knew it knew its way back to their house. It's like a quarter mile from
where I live. Why did the guy say five huskies?
He had two others inside.
Oh.
So he had two inside, but she had two with her that she said she had called back, and there was one she couldn't find. And I'm like, well, that's because it's eating my chicken.
How many huskies did the bellboy get as a tip? That is an obscure reference, everyone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now we all feel like you.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Obscure reference to what?
Oh, it's a riddle.
From what?
It's just a riddle about dollars and tips and three missing huskies. I mean, there's no huskies in the riddle.
You're bad at this.
I think you just made that up.
Everyone who got it, got it.
Nobody got it.
Which is nobody.
No one got that.
Okay, go ahead. And the next story, Joe, is about your...
Okay, well, I'll
rabbit,
tell one in the meantime.
Chickens?
YouTube.
Cats?
Then you can
wife?
Get...
Oh, YouTube.
Okay,
yes.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I want to talk about me.
Yeah, I will. He's the guest.
All right, fine.
No. Go ahead. I don't want to be rude.
All right.
Or is Joe staying for PCL to do his YouTube?
I'm staying for PCL.
Sweet.
Who here likes fishing?
Okay.
Nope.
I only like fishing if I'm fishing a robin's nest off your house.
Joe, fishing?
I like fishing. I never do it.
Okay.
What do you like about fishing?
Yeah, what's good about fishing?
You're away from everything. You're kind of secluded, and the water to me is always relaxing, And whatever, if you catch a fish, that's fine too.
Okay, so years ago, I lived in Florida. I had boats. I went on boats every single day. Well, I loved going on boats. You know how many times I fished?
Zero.
One.
Yeah. Oh.
One time, I bought live shrimp.
Ooh.
And I'm sure I've said this on the show before, but...
Yeah, you had to, like, stab it.
You have to stab... Here's how you bait the hook for the live shrimp. You stab it through the face, like, through its jaw, up through its fucking brain, with the shrimp's between your fingers right. as you do this, right? You're holding onto the live shrimp.
Murder that motherfucker.
That doesn't kill the shrimp. You then break its back, and you stab it through the fucking ass, and then you run it around the hook. And the whole time, the shrimp's writhing and twisting and jerking in your fingers. And it's super gross, and I had to wear a plastic bag on my hand to do it because I couldn't actually touch the shrimp. But the plastic bag does not provide much protection.
No.
And I could still feel it twisting and jerking, and it was super disgusting. And I went, I don't want to do this ever again.
You could just fish for, like, trout and then let it go when you catch it.
I was in the ocean.
Okay.
Ocean trout.
Ocean trout. So
my description of why I like fishing was, like, pond or stream fishing. I have never been ocean fishing.
So I've only been ocean fishing. And yesterday, my boss took us out on his boat for the day. And it was a salesman fishing day. So all the sales guys, all four of us.
All the sales guys were sailing.
And my boss, we met up early in the morning at 7 a.m. in Massachusetts.
Puke sailing drop.
At the marina.
Clang, clang, ding, dong, flock.
So.
Seagull.
We got on the boat, and I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
And on the
Why
way
are you
down,
excited?
Well, before
you hate boats.
I love boats.
You hate fish boats.
I hate fish.
Fish.
Yeah. I don't like seafood.
Fish boats.
So anyway, I didn't realize the event invite said sales fishing day. In my mind, it was just sales boat day.
Oh. Okay. So what did you think? You were going to go skiing?
I don't know. Tubing? Boating? Like exploring?
Okay.
That's what I used to do on boats.
Right.
So that's what I have in my head is boating. Like, activities. So we meet up on the boat, but before I left the house, I'm like, I got this bottle of scotch, and I can't drink beer. These are all beer guys, and they're going to want to drink beer on the boat. Normally, I'd bring a 6-pack or a 12-pack or a 30-million-pack, but I don't want to drink beer. So
is
I should
that what
bring,
they sell at Costco?
I should bring a liquor.
No, Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Damn it.
So I should bring a liquor, but I'm like, I also don't want to look like an alcoholic.
Right. This is your coworker, so you don't want to look
like and my boss.
Fucking tool.
So I get there, and on the way down, I'm like deliberating, should I stop somewhere? But it was too early, because we met at 7 a.m. So by 7:45, we're on the boat, we're cruising out to the ocean.
Okay.
And they pull out the cooler and start cracking beers. And
at 7:45?
Yeah. And I go, God damn it. Can't have one. They're like, why not? And I'm like, I can't. They're like, come on. And I'm like, no.
Come
You're
on.
Like, I don't drink before 8.
Come on, you pussy.
Hey, now you know what it's like to play roulette.
So I wouldn't have... Just fucking be a man and drink the goddamn liquor.
So were you a man and drank the beer?
So, hold on. Hmm. I don't drink the beer.
Pussy.
But we're cruising along, then we slow down. I'm like, what are we slowing down for? Like, oh, this is where we stop and fish. I'm like, oh, fuck. Fishing.
I'm sure you didn't act like that. I'm sure you said, oh, cool, fishing.
Well, then they're like, okay, everyone grab a pole. And I'm like, I'll watch. I literally said, I'll watch. Because there's only four poles,
right?
And there's five of us.
I'll take first watch.
So I'm the designated watcher.
You crawled up to the fucking crow's nest.
I literally said, I'll man the helm.
Yeah.
Which I did. But so this, at first, I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. They baited these lines with like these little jiggers or something. I don't know what they are.
Jesus, but, racist Christ.
Yeah, you can't say that shit.
So,
this is a family show.
They're throwing the lines in and reeling them back in, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're trying to catch shit, but like, if you get one, leave it in there because more will attach themselves to this like five-hook thing. So
what? Five hooks?
Yeah.
On, like one line? I don't understand.
What I didn't realize is that this was for bait fish. Like, you have to catch your bait.
Wait, so you got to bait the hook to bait the bait fish to catch fish? What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
It's like Inception.
We're sitting there for a while, and my boss is like, Andrew, watch these other boats to see if they're getting anything. So I'm looking at everybody. And I'm like, oh, fuckers, over there.
Do you have binoculars?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I had a periscope.
Yeah, right.
That's for
submarines.
Okay. So but still. And you should have just screamed ramming speed and mashed it into full throttle. They got fish!
So we saw some dude get a fish. We went over by him. and all of a sudden they started catching fish left and right.
Ooh.
Like, seriously, they're pulling in two, three, four.
They as in you guys or they as in the other boat?
No, they as in my other coworkers.
Sure. Okay.
Not me, because I wasn't doing it.
Right.
Because I'd be totally cool with, like, throwing, casting the reel out. I kind of like the action of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun.
Like, and you get to
make a little noise, then you reel it in. Right?
Yeah, right.
Right? And that's fun. But once you catch the fish and you hold it up on the end of the rod, that's where I'm out.
Yeah? Like, you don't want to touch the
then
fish?
Then you got to touch it, and you got to remove a fucking hook from its mouth.
And no one wants a fish anyway.
Right, exactly. What do I want this fish for?
But then you get the little tiny bat, and you bash the fuck out of that fish.
So the back of the boat had this container where you put the fish
in
live water.
Well. Yeah. Yes. You don't kill it?
Live well. Oh, Nick's an expert fisherman.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So,
how does Nick know about it?
Some things I know about.
He's played a lot of Fish Simulator 2017.
For 30 minutes, we caught nothing. And then all of a sudden, all at once, we literally caught 30 fish in about 98 seconds.
What kind of fish?
Mackerel.
Oh, those
are 12-inch long mackerel.
Mackerel are like, when you buy them canned, they're very pungent.
Oh.
They're like kind of a gross fish. Spinning!
Oh, God. If this lands on me, I'm not drinking it. I can't do it.
How drunk do you feel, Joe? Do you feel drunk?
I feel whiskeyed out.
Whiskeyed out?
I can still drink
whiskey. Whiskeyed out, whiskeyed out, whiskeyed out, whiskeyed out. My name is Joe.
That's a pretty awful song.
I think it was fine.
God damn it. 17.
That's Joe.
I got half of the last one down.
All right.
We're not going to make Joe.
I owe one and a half. Rules are rules.
I'll take it.
Rules are rules.
Hey, Andrew, how about you turn my game? Thanks. Sorry. There we go.
This is what, four for me?
I really don't know.
I think I've had like five shots.
Is Nick on zero or
seriously,
one?
Seriously,
Nick
doesn't have liquor. I poured vodka in this glass.
I've been drinking beer.
Has his number landed?
Oh, no.
Andrew, how many on yours?
This is my second or third?
Yeah, but that's mine.
It didn't land on your number.
So, so you've had one or two?
Yeah.
And what about you, Puke?
Huh?
Puke had one.
What is happening? No, fuck okay, you.
So this
like
has happened. This
shots.
Has happened like seven times, and four have been me out of four. Jesus Christ! Andrew's wearing some Jack Daniels. The show is like a couple cut off shirts away from. I should have brought my chickens.
It literally went down both sides.
Let them out in the studio. We have a chicken in the middle of the studio.
These are super tiny shot glasses.
They are
about
actually
half the diameter of a regular shot glass.
That's the problem. That's true. They're like probably half or a quarter.
No, definitely,
of a shot.
Definitely the problem is the glass.
So I pursed my lips really tightly, and I threw the shot back.
Yeah.
Except it poured down both sides of my mouth.
Right.
It wasn't your fault.
Jew lips are too big to get it. Yeah.
So anyway,
he's got lips like a jigger.
Live well, go.
So. Fish are in the live well. I'm like, all right, now what? And it's like, now we go out. And I'm like, okay. So we're going out. We're cruising along. I'm like, oh, this is nice. It's getting hot. Take my shirt off. Sit in the sun. And
you took your shirt off.
Yeah.
What?
Sun's out, guns out.
Wouldn't it be funny if all of your other coworkers were like, we got to take our shirts off, too.
Only
and then
Jeff
they were
did.
Like, we got to take our shorts off.
It was just me and Jeff.
And then they were like,
totally naked.
It's pretty hot. Keep going.
So we're cruising along. And, I'm like, oh, this is nice. We're getting to see like these big houses along the coast.
Oh, so you're not that far off the
not
coast?
Yet.
Oh, interesting.
And then like we start going out further. We can't really see the houses. Can't really see the land. I can see Boston way off in the distance. That was kind of neat.
Oh my God, you can't see land almost.
Almost, it's very hazy. And then we stop, and it's like, okay, now
you
what?
Run out of gas.
Are we like, are we doing shots? What's
Rowing
going on
back.
Here? So,
oh, you got 3 miles out, which is where everything's legal.
Yeah, we got the dump. We dumped the poo. We purged the poo. On his boat.
What?
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's a shitter?
This is a new boat. Last time his boat, we just peed into a pitcher.
Ew.
And then passed the pitcher
and then
around.
And smelled it.
Nice. This time he had a little bathroom.
Nice puke.
Which was very difficult, by the way. So,
you want to know how the Navy does it?
How?
No. Oh, how's the Navy do it?
All right, you have to be 12 miles out. That's it.
And then you just dump like 12. How many people are
Oh, fuck. I don't know how many miles this is. 12 miles is how far the country owns the water. I don't remember how far they have to be out. It's not very far.
3 miles was international waters.
No, 12.
I don't know.
Well, 3 miles will not do anything.
What's that?
3 miles you can do anything.
No, it's 12.
You're going to have to argue with
Google 3 miles.
God damn it, I was in the Navy. So anyways, they compress all the shit into a big square, right, in this compressor, and they just dump it out. Yep.
This is a giant ice cube of shit.
And it's disturbingly close to the shore.
territorial waters as defined by the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea.
God
damn
it.
Is a belt of coastal waters extending at most 12 nautical miles.
Spoilers.
Wait, 12 nautical miles, so it's actually 13 miles.
That's the same thing.
For the baseline, usually the mean low water mark of a coastal state.
So that was probably in the news last week, so let's count that as a point for me. All
right. So all the hookers that came out of the live well were illegal still.
Then we stop, and then they take the hooks and stab them through the mouth, three-pronged hooks through the mouth of these
of the
mackerel.
The bait fish that you had caught.
And they throw them in, and I'm like, now what?
Yeah, okay, now are you catching krakens now?
As slow as we possibly can forever.
All right, you're trolling.
Holy shit, is this shit boring as fuck. It's only like 9 a.m. And I'm not drinking. I'm not fishing.
Why are you not drinking? You should have just drank.
But is anyone holding the poles, or do they just sit the poles in like the pole
holder? No, they're holding them.
Yeah. Oh.
They're holding them. Are your coworkers drinking?
Yes, they're all drinking beer.
Why aren't you drinking?
Beer. Because it's beer.
Carbs,
and I'm no carb.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I'm holding out. I've been doing really fucking good.
Yeah, that's true. You have been doing good, but...
So then I go, fuck, I was late getting here this morning. I didn't even stop for breakfast or anything. I'm so hungry, and a beer would satisfy that hunger right now.
Uh-huh.
And I hold out, and I hold out, and I hold out, and I'm like, fuck, it's getting real bad. So finally I give in. I go, fuck it, I'll have a Stella.
What you should have done is had like a whole ton of those really thin Michelob Ultra cans and just sipped off those bad boys.
Oh, I should have.
Yeah, you got to find a low-carb beer,
yeah,
I think is the answer.
I think you're right, actually.
There's got to be some low-carb bars.
Because that would have been all right. But so here's the problem. I started sipping my Stella, and then I'm like, okay, last time we were on the boat, we went to a restaurant on the water. When are we doing that? I'm thinking, we're going to fish here for a bit, then we're going to go back to land and go to a restaurant. It'll be great. I can get a scotch like I should have brought in the first place. Never don't bring the bottle. That's the rule. But we didn't go back to land.
Sorry.
In fact, Jim pulled out a bag of sandwiches.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah,
those
nice.
Are carbs.
Except there's fucking tons of bread and a little bit of sandwich
Son
in between.
Son of a bitch.
Right.
So I ate the fucking sandwich.
Well, sometimes you got to live.
I was out in the sun.
I mean, survive, meaning.
I had one beer. I was out in the sun all day from 7 a.m. until about 6 p.m.
Jeez.
But if you're really worried about having, like, 20 grams worth of fucking carbs from a sandwich, like, you should have just done push-ups or jumped in the water and swam around the boat as it trolled.
I'm not getting that fucking water.
It's full of mackerel.
Yeah. One, it was cold as shit. And two, I've seen shit in water.
Oh, yeah, they just dumped the poop.
Yeah, and we dumped the poop.
On my my honeymoon was in Key West.
Jaws, in case you guys. And we're going to need a bigger boat.
Got it. Yeah. I have a shark story. My honeymoon was in Key West, and we did a little snorkeling trip.
You get a parrot head hat?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
He was on a low-carb diet, so he couldn't do that.
Yeah. So we go out. There's the third largest coral reef in the United States somewhere off of Key West.
Mm.
You go, you swim around that, and then you get back on the boat, and went on your way back, they give you a couple kegs that everyone on the boat can drink from, and then they send you back out into Key West. So as we're snorkeling, my wife has like the underwater Kodak.
Disposable camera?
Yeah, disposable camera.
That's what I did when I snorkeled when I was 14.
Yeah. So she's taking pictures, and I'm fighting with my mask because it keeps like fogging up. It's like, I don't know what was wrong with it or something.
You didn't do the spit.
No, I did. Because she said you got to spit and
you
do
spit
whatever.
In it.
Yeah, yeah. I actually forgot about that until you just said it, but I did do that.
Okay.
And I don't remember if that solved it or not. But anyways, so I stick my head back up out of the water, and I'm hearing some guy saying something about tiger shark.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and my wife goes, did you see the tiger shark? And I said, no, I missed it.
Well, it is attached to my leg at the moment.
And I asked, which way did it go? And she points to her right. I'm on her left side, so she's pointing away from me. It went that way, and she points to her right. And I say, okay. So I put my head in the water and start swimming away from that,
uh-huh,
assuming that my wife is following me, right? Because there's a fucking shark.
Right.
I get like 20 or 30 feet away.
She's singing.
I look. Yeah, she's singing to it.
I named it up George. After it.
Yeah. It's Sharky. So I get like, you know, 20 or 30 feet away.
Toothy McToothy.
I stop for a second and look and make sure she's doing all right because I'm newly married for 5 days and I'm thinking I should probably consider my wife's situation with a shark.
I'm a wee now. Yeah.
I look up and I look back and she's swimming the opposite direction the way it went with her fucking disposable underwater Kodak camera. Trying to get a picture of it. And that was when I learned that my wife is a retard.
Worth it for the pick.
Oh, no.
So, Andrew, you were out for six.
Well, she didn't get eaten.
So I guess that was...
Yeah, she lived.
My bad.
Huh?
Andrew was out till six. Did you catch anything big with the mackerels is the question.
We went to several different locations.
Okay.
So we would zip to one location and then sit there for a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, holy I know. Shit. And I would just... switch from sitting to laying on the front in the sun to trying to cool down and all that. And
should have brought like a Game Boy.
I know. No, I had my phone. So at one point towards the end of the day, this one guy, Mark, caught something. And he's like, it doesn't feel very big though. And he's like, it's got some weight to it, but no fight. I'm like, oh, he caught a boot.
Yeah.
No, that's, I've seen cartoons.
Right, yeah.
Or a Haitian.
So he pulls it up. And it's this thing, I go, that's a shark.
What?
It was like a 2.5 foot long shark.
Wow.
Apparently it's called a dogfish, but it looks just like a shark.
Oh.
It looked really cool.
Yeah. Did you squeeze it for the beer?
No, but.
Dogfish
they're like,
beer.
Don't touch it. Yeah. It's got this.
60 minute IPA.
It's got this pointy spike thing on it that'll give you poison.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dogfish sharks have their fins, their dorsal fins have these spikes.
Jesus
Christ.
So it starts flopping on the deck, and I go, ah! And I get up on the upper deck, so I'm not down with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Plus, it's gross. There's like fish blood and like onions from lunch and stuff all over the
and
place.
Olives, olives were everywhere.
So it's flopping around. Finally, they grab it and they let it go.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do with a fucking shark?
But all day long, nearly 12 hours. That's the only real fish we caught, other than the mackerel.
Really, you didn't catch anything?
No fucking fish
like,
caught.
No.
We go back.
No cod.
And I'm like,
no
Jesus
sea bass.
Christ. We're in a marina, and there's tons of boats around, like nice, expensive boats. Like, some are over $1 million boat. Like, super nice fishing yachts and stuff.
Okay.
These fuckers spend so much money on fishing. What the fuck
like,
is it with fishing? So,
I don't know.
Finally, and it's like 5:30 p.m., and I go, fuck, I can't leave now. I'm in Beverly, Massachusetts. It's a nice summer weekend. Everybody from Boston is leaving and going north.
Oh, right.
And everyone else is leaving and going to New Hampshire for the weekend.
So you're...
I'm never going to get home.
Fucked.
So I sat around on the back of the boat for another hour or so. Finally, I decided to leave. Sit in traffic for over 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Finally make it back, and I go, I am really, really, really hungry. I haven't eaten since, like, 11 a.m.
So you ate a whole loaf of bread.
That's when I went to the bar up the street from my house
with the
fucking retards.
Retards.
And I sat down, and I'm like, my equilibrium is fucked. Like, I'm swaying in the bar stool.
Oh, really?
I'm like... Oh, boy.
Your brain still thinks you're on a boat.
Then I look up at the television. Guess what the fuck I see?
The View.
Fishing on TV.
No!
I know. And it took forever to make my salad.
Was it like fish, like some sort of fishing show?
It was like ESPN 9 with fishing on it.
They get into the fishing shows.
Yeah, they do. It was
awful. When they do their presentation of whatever fish they caught, they bring out like the truck pulling their boat and everything, and everyone's like in the arena screaming and shit.
What?
This was just like some
they
dude,
love it.
A thing?
Some dudes on a little bass boat.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's like sponsored by whatever the
bass
fishing boat.
Shops.
Yeah, whatever the fishing boat companies are. They do their weigh-in or whatever hell it's called. Yeah.
Boaty McBoatface.
And so there's like a truck. So the truck companies are in on it, and then the boat. It pulls the boat, and then the guy's got to like pull his fish out of the cooler in the boat and weigh it in, and the arena's like going crazy and stuff. Yeah. Like
so what
well,
I was
deal.
Thinking though,
it's huge in Japan.
While all my coworkers were, well, most of my coworkers were telling fishing stories.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I'm sitting there listening, right? And fishing stories, they always involve how big the fish was. And when they say how big the fish was, I'm thinking, well, here.
No, it wasn't.
This goes out the window right now. You can't trust this. It's never right.
Yeah.
So I thought there needs to be a standard for measurement of these fish. So I said, all right, guys.
Yeah, but the jiggers always win.
There needs to be a fish number. I said, here's how you do it.
God damn it. This whole story.
You got to.
That's the so, that we don't even need anymore. You did the punchline. It's perfect.
You got this ruler built into the boat on the floor of the boat to measure your fish. So there you go. You got the length. Then we just have this pull down ruler from the bimini.
Uh-huh.
That's a tape, and you wrap it around the thickest point of the fish.
Sure.
And you multiply those two numbers together. How? To get your fish number.
God damn it. What did they think of fish number?
They thought it was good.
Very good. Fish number,
I told them this is also how you measure dicks.
Do you know what a fish is called? A fish or a dick is called that's more around than it is long?
No.
It's called a chode.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yep.
How did I know that?
Wait, that's
Urban Dictionary is how I know it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I was telling this to somebody, and someone said chode, and I said, yeah. I was explaining dick number.
So if your dick looks like a can of tuna, like,
oh,
on
Erica,
its side.
Last week on the show, yeah. Erica said
well,
chode.
Well, yeah, Joe doesn't listen to the show, cans, so he doesn't know.
Yeah, obviously.
The short cans.
Yeah, the all short right. stubby cans, yep.
So before we go.
Oh, God, is more?
No, there's one thing I got to get out. So Independence Day was many weeks ago now, but people were posting this hilarious joke where they were saying, haha, it's now Brexit 1776, because it was our Independence Day,
okay,
America 1776. Sure. And I just wanted to let everybody know they're fucking retards!
Yeah,
because
the show.
No. They just wanted to say a new word.
No.
I like Brexit, that ending.
You can't say, America in 1776 did not.
Should we just cut it there?
It's not Brexit 1776. It would have been America 76.
I wish we were mind melded, Andrew.
Brexit was Britain leaving
United
the EU.
United Stexit.
But the United America left.
I like that
Britain.
Better.
It would have been America.
Oh yeah.
Do you even know what a mind meld is?
No. I think it's when you control a robot.
God,
live long
it.
And prosper.
Boom,
bop, doom, bop, bop, doom, boom. It's the end of the show. This is the time that we skate. Rock on.
I just randomly opened up this book, and the very first picture I came to, I would masturbate to.
Chat says, I didn't peg Puke as a Daft Punk fan.
I can't.
Living room is secure.
I can turn them off. Look at that. Off.
Front yard is off.
Now we're going to get attacked by Chinamen and never know it.
I feel like you should leave the living room one on as like a last resort.
Right.
So I can dive for that closet
the
over there.
Yeah, Nick is the living room camera.
All right, they're
and
off.
Me.
Is that better, Nick? We'll never know.
I don't know. The chat says it might not be the internet, it might be the audio cable, but I'm trying to...
Audio cable?
Which doesn't make any sense. Or it could be my dock here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you plug it directly into the laptop?
Jesus.
Does it not have an...
Well, now if I do that, that's going to mess everything
okay.
up.
Well,
should we do it?
What happened to that celery?
It's in the fridge.
I brought celery.
Oh, my God. Did you guys know that celery can make... We're going to pause the game here because I'm drunk.
That's fine.
Celery can make your mouth numb.
What if you're allergic to it?
Tell us more. I'll get the celery.
Zucchini does that to me.
So I'm also trying to eat a little bit healthier. It's very hard because I've just given up on life in the past couple years. And I'm just like, I get tired at work and I come home and I'm like, fuck, I don't have anything. I don't want to cook, so I just get a fucking hamburger.
Dip.
Yeah, or I just eat nothing but dip. God damn it. Celery makes mouth... Number.
That's not how you spell it. That's not how you spell it.
It's close enough.
O-U-T-N.
So anyway, like I do try to have some healthy stuff. I have fish and vegetables and maybe some cheese and nuts or something like that. I have a combination of all that shit for lunch at work. Don't eat fucking celery on the mic! Well, this is the lowest point of the show we've ever had.
Do you guys want to just go to break?
No.
Oh, yeah, we got to finish this. There's two more questions left. Puke story about celery.
Then we got to finish this game because we've got more games. Good story.
Well, fuck, I can't find the actual chemical. But anyway, there was there was celery in my fridge, and it's been sitting in there. I got like the prepackaged stuff, and I got it. I don't remember when exactly. Break an arm?
We get it, Joe.
Is that your bone?
It's the drops.
And so it's been in my fridge for a little while, but it didn't go bad yet. But I was like, fuck, I got to eat that celery. So I brought it to work. I've eaten a couple sticks worth, like 2 days in a row. Then on the third day, I'm eating celery at my desk. And like the piece of celery has kind of got some brown spots. And I'm like, that's fine.
It wasn't.
No. It's very, very faint. And I ate the celery anyway.
Just a little poo.
Within minutes, I'm like, why is my mouth numb? My mouth feels numb. What the fuck is going on? And then I'm like, I just ate celery. And I was like, why does celery make my mouth numb, internet? And it turns out that you can have an allergic reaction, or like if celery gets old enough, it can concentrate some sort of crazy fucking chemical that I can't find the answer to.
Well, that's interesting.
All right.
End of story?
Yeah.
Next question.
It was fun.
Nick, talk.
So anyway, there's some chemical in celery, and it can make your mouth numb. So if you ever eat celery and your mouth goes numb, you're either having an allergic reaction or you're getting poisoned.
That's why I asked if it was the end of the story.
Maybe they just put glow stick material in the celery.
Oh, yeah. No, that shit's just bitter as fuck.
Whenever I eat that, my mouth turns numb.
Have you gotten glow stick in your mouth?
Yes, me too.
I do it all the time.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I put stuff in my mouth that shouldn't go in there.
No, yeah, that's true.
There's a giant wad of paper towels underneath Nick's ass. That was the second one.
When I eat zucchini, the end of my tongue and my lips go numb.
Huh.
I assume it's an allergy, but I don't know.
They said it could be oral allergy.
Are you performing fellatio on it?
Yeah. It's like 8 inches down my throat, and then my tongue and my lips go numb.
But how long are you doing it for?
As long as I feel like. It depends on how bad of a day I had.
Until he comes.
I just feel like you could go for a while, and then eventually you go numb.
Chatters, we're going to be coming back in less than 2 minutes, I think.
Start the timer.
So get excited for that.
For 2 minutes.
Set the timer at -2 minutes, please.
Have it count down. Count down.
No, count. Can you start at -2,
no.
And then it gets to zero, and then I don't think it would work.
Now, if it counts down to zero, does it keep going into the negatives?
No, it would.
And then we can see how
alarm.
Late, because he said 2 minutes.
I'm sure it makes an alarm.
Let's find out.
Nick, are you the host of the news contest?
Yes.
What do I get if I win, if I beat Andrew?
Nothing.
All right.
What is the Samsung Gallery puke? It says Samsung Gallery, and I try to launch it, and it says put the phone in your VR, and I haven't put that VR in my head in a long time.
I think Gallery is just a photo viewer.
Oh, wait. But Samsung Gallery VR, so I get to go into VR and then look at my photos?
Probably. They're just probably
fascinating.
Like, yeah. Like, look what photos look like in 2D with a thing strapped to your face.
Ooh. So should I really turn one of my rooms into my house into the VR room?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking amazing if you got an HTC Vive.
I'm going to do it. And I'm going to charge admission for people coming over to play VR for an hour. I bet you people would pay.
No.
What? They wouldn't pay $15.10 per hour to come play VR. I would pay that to someone.
Okay.
But they'd have to leave me alone so I could check out the, you know what? I meant roller coasters.
That's a whole lot of sharing on your...
Oh, God.
Mother's
my mother does
Facebook
like
page.
Oh my God, your mom's a sharer?
She does like 5 things a day. Like,
that's,
I swear, like last week she shared some photos of me, my grandparents from like 2002. I have no idea where
it's the alarm. Nobody on the stream can hear it.
It's a fire
actually,
drill.
The stream can hear it.
It's pretty fucking loud.
It's
I
a
think
fire
it's
drill. We should probably leave. Hey, I don't ever want to invite myself
Explore
back.
The show.
We're still going. No, this is still on.
Oh. We take a break and we go back.
No.
Come back.
We can come back for PCL.
I don't want to be the kind of D-bag guest that invites himself on.
Too late.
So confused.
But I would like to do a Puke Bowl 2 around the next Super Bowl.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, I love the game so much. You have no idea how excited I get about these games. Trivia today was so much fun.
Was it?
That Batman question. Holy shit.
Yeah, how much time did that take up?
Five hours.
It's like 12% of the show was talking about
I need to watch Batman Forever. That's what it's called, Batman Forever.
Would you hug me?
If you were a PCLer and you weren't part of the show yet.
Fuck!